Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow will come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crap detector now, see?
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
We take you live to Schwarzenegger campaign headquarters.
There they are. Look at how happy they are.
Big victory.
Wow.
Big victory for the good guys.
From a true story, there's a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Good morning.
You.
Is this mic jumped in? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sony, ECM 51, and all the ships at sea.
Okay.
And now, close personal friends to actor comedian Tom Arnold, it's Don Geronimo and Mike. Whoa, Mara.
Yeah. Yeah,
told you. The Tom Arnold thing we like to keep on the down low.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
They're sharing a private joke, apparently.
Well, yes.
Via AOL.
Email?
Yes. Rob sent me a note this morning on my computer that popped up and said good morning. And what a way to say good morning. Let me say hi and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. Don't even ask what it was.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what it was.
Picture?
Yeah, it was a picture.
Enough said.
It's a Wednesday. Wednesday, come on.
Wednesday.
Come on, Wednesday.
I'm sitting here speculating.
I'll tell you later. No.
Oh,
wrong.
All right. I like the way that we can communicate non-verbally.
Incorrect.
I'm questioning Don without... And the show's going on, which is kind of cool.
October 8th. That is
Yeah, close.
Very close.
Thank you.
And we are syndicated via the auspices of Westwood One. And phone number 877-365-3636. From anywhere in America. From Canada. Yeah, Rob. 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Felicia.
Is anyone listening?
How are you?
Hey, what happened? Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
And that's it. The show's on the air.
Yeah. Yay!
We pulled it off. We pulled it off with scotch tape. The problem that started yesterday on the show with the microphones.
Right.
They were working on it as I walked into the studio today.
Yes.
Looked like they'd been working on it maybe 15 minutes. I'll give the people working behind the scenes. They were working on it perhaps for 5 minutes before I walked into the studio.
Now, don't get someone mad.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Wendell...
Because whoever's doing this working is going to get angry with you, and he probably already is.
There is no need for Wendell to get mad.
I'd lay odds he's already pissed.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
He's not going to get mangry, which is it's the conference of mad and angry. It's
right.
Angry. He's not going to get mangry because he knows it's not him. Just like it wasn't him with the light bulb. Mm-hmm. The fact that this place had no light bulbs and that Cameron had to go out and buy them on his own. It's not on Wendell.
No.
At least I hope it's not on Wendell, that quality counts upstairs where the offices are located on the third level of this building.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Smooth.
Hey, come on now, Wendell. How you doing, pal?
Hey, what's up?
You're not mangry, are you?
No, room was being used.
Yes, it was. By me.
Yeah.
And the Washington Redskins.
It was busy. We don't have a backup air studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were using it, huh?
Yes.
All right, thanks, Wendell.
Bye, Wendell.
Really my fault.
He's like borderline.
Couldn't get in sooner.
Yeah.
He was kind of borderline. Room's been used before, okay?
He's mangry.
Just knock it off, sir. I don't know. I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot. It's like, oh, he's due. I'll stab you in the heart.
I'll stab you in the heart
of the pen, with ink pen.
Wendell's okay. And then maybe I shouldn't bring this up, but I will. Quality counts right here on our flagship station, WJFK FM 106.7.
Always has.
Quality counts. The light bulbs in here,
right.
The light bulbs, they were out for months. We had to send someone out to buy them, spend his own money.
Nicely configured, too, the light bulbs in here.
The microphones, for the second day, don't work, and the way that they're alerting me...
Wendell just walked by with a baseball bat.
He had a bat, and he was looking at you. The microphones that didn't work yesterday don't work today. And the way of letting me, your friendly board operator, know that is they've taken a piece of scotch tape and put it over one of the inputs here.
That's what we used to do.
Tried and true method.
However, the real award for quality has to go, and this is now, and I've counted, the seventh day in a row. If you happen to go up to the third floor where is that Wendell walking by again?
With the bat and Cameron.
If you go to the third floor where there are offices, our office, Ron and Fez, less important people, Michael Hughes, you know, people like that down at the other end of the hall, the deal is that you get off the elevator... And you walk up to a door, and it's very like an ADT thing. It's got, you know, you punch in your three code.
Oh, yeah, this is the quality control of quality.
You punch in a three-digit code, and then the door lets you in.
Because this building is so chock full of controversial and engaging personalities.
That's right.
They have a relatively elaborate security system here.
Mm-hmm. And it was after years of complaining that finally they put this in so that people couldn't just walk in off the street and come into the radio station as they had been doing. It would not be unusual, I'm not kidding, for us to be on the air on Friday after 6 o'clock and see people walk down the hall who just came by. Now, well-intentioned people.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Fortunately.
You know, just coming by to see what's happening, and they walked right in the front door and would come right back to the studio.
Sometimes the people that would drop by weren't quite right.
So they put this thing outside where you've got to press the three-digit code to get in the door downstairs here on the studio level.
Do you remember what really precipitated the code lock was...
The guy with the head wound?
That guy who came by to show Liddy a gun, yeah.
He came in to show Gordon Liddy, a gun that he had on his person.
That would be an example.
And he's sort of waving it around with his bleeding head.
And he had a head wound.
Yeah.
He had, like, gauze around his head and a big bloody spot. But listen, that was another time.
Uh-huh.
We're now in the line wand regime.
Yes.
Of WJFK. WJFK 0.2 or 2.0, whatever it is you say when you upgrade. Well, the problem is upstairs, where our offices are and everybody else's offices are, there's a door. And you can't get in the door unless you punch the code in. You know,
right.
1, 2, 3, beep, let you in. It's now been broken for 7 days. And it's broken to the extent that someone's looked at it because the little keypad, and it's a tiny keypad, no bigger than a light change.
Wendell is struck by the window with a bat again.
The little tiny keypad is pulled out from the wall, uh-huh. and there's just a myriad of wires going every which way.
Just hanging by wires.
And your security here at WJFK, with your possessions, your laptops, your
right.
with TVs, whatever you have in your office, your memorabilia, just know they're being protected by a piece of plastic that's about 3 inches long and about half an inch wide that has been used as a door jam.
A makeshift doorstop.
For the last 7 days.
Right. Or door jam, you're absolutely right.
Now, I understand that things break. I understand that there has to be regular upgrade.
Of course.
But look at the events, ladies and gentlemen. The light bulbs, we have no light bulbs in the studio where it happens. The nerve center. There's no light bulbs, so...
You would think having a security system that rivals that of the Bellagio in the movie Ocean's 11, you know, you would think that they would get right out here and get cracking on it, but I guess they figure 7 days is fine.
All we have is, and it's fine, all we have is just a little ADT pad, but for 7 days... That thing's been down.
Have you seen the doorway to the outer lobby here on the main floor? Have you seen the side of that, too, where the plaster has completely frayed off of the that little metal corner, so the metal plate is exposed? It's just beautiful.
It's pretty.
You know, WJFK, or as I like to call it, we don't need wallpaper.
And, you know, really the new motto here, and this is getting back to today's problem, besides the security door that doesn't work and the fact that they wouldn't buy us light bulbs, or wouldn't buy the radio station, wouldn't buy light bulbs for the studio to light. The problem today is the microphone is broken again. It's not been fixed. But that's okay, because it's not like we're a talk station.
Right.
No. You know, we only talk three to four times an hour.
We can play records.
And we read cards like regular DJs do.
No problem at all. We can handle this. I think it'll be fine.
I wish you guys would focus on the positive. Do you not have a beautiful marble lobby? The fish are alive in the fountain upstairs.
Here's the deal with the lobby and all the walls here. And when I make a joke about wallpaper, you might say, why wallpaper? The
why
fact
wallpaper?
Of the matter.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
Why wallpaper? Hey,
wallpaper covers those little scratch marks. If you have whitewash, which we have all over this building, every single mark is shown. And when you're bringing in Redskins equipment, and when you're bringing in audio equipment, and you're bringing in filing cabinets, and every single one of them scrapes up against the wall, in about a month, your walls become striped.
But I can live with that.
I hate it.
I can live with that.
Have you looked at the keypad where the keypad is next to that whitewash that looks really like a Texaco washroom?
Lower your expectations.
Yeah.
Just expect... Just expect when you turn on a light switch that the light bulb is going to be operating. Just assume
right.
that when you work at a talk radio station, when a microphone is broken, someone in the space of 24 hours upon hearing that it's broken is going to do something to it.
We'll repair it.
Yeah, and when you have a security door and, you know, they have a... I don't want to diss the warm family atmosphere we have here at WJFK, where I like to think it's a combination, frankly, of Christmas morning and a bus station. Because here at WJFK, you can bring as many members of your family as you like to spend the day with you at work. And it's not one of those bring your son to work or bring your daughter to work days.
No, just kind of standard practice.
You can bring your kids. And even better than that...
No formal daycare here, though.
Even better than that, you got an animal?
Bring it on.
Bring your animal in.
Right.
We're animal friendly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very cool, laid-back radio station.
Right.
My only
But no smoking.
My only concern, Mike, is at this point with the security is for the children and the animals that are here on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, really, they could escape.
Right.
You know, they really need...
Maybe we could have something similar to the security precautions they take at Chuck E. Cheese, where everybody that comes into the building gets stamped.
Well, now, that would require someone at the door to do the stamping.
Yeah, and that would cost money.
And I'm thinking we could get, you know,
a self-stamper.
You could get those doggy gates. You know, they have those doggy gates, and people with infants have them. But the problem is, some of the young people that are now coming to work are in many cases three times the size, you know, the height of they just lift up their leg and just move right over the cage.
Well, I've got a solution to that as well. I think everybody that comes into the building should remove their shoes.
Well, that wouldn't stop teenagers from jumping the fence.
Probably if they were really, yes, it would smell, Rob. Maybe if they were really committed to it, that they would think twice about having to run off barefoot as we vaulted, if we put in the vault their shoes.
You're very close to the solution. Barefoot is part one, but what we do is on the other side of the gate, crush up the old light bulbs that we took out of the studio.
It's problem solved.
Because then you can't jump over the gate, lest you'll get a...
It'll be a human roach motel. Once right. you check in, you don't check out.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just take you behind the scenes for a second. This is a conscious decision on our part. You expected us today to come on and scream about Arnold and play the tapes, and yet look at us, throwing a curveball,
mm-hmm.
complaining about the inadequacies of our radio station. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you? And of course, I'm on a different microphone on the board today because yes. they gave that to Don 5 seconds before he came into the studio.
Hello there, Don and Mike show, but we'll get to the Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Those of you that thought that how long would it be before we started really complaining about things, this might be the day right here.
No.
But this is not, but see, you have to categorize the complaining. There's the real, we mean it, you know, this is the end stuff, like with Westwood One.
Right.
This is just...
Complaining life.
This is your day-to-day maintenance. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Smoot Hall is...
You know what it is? It's
studio.
Tough love. It's tough love
He's
what we have.
He's got a grenade.
And Wendell takes this very, very personally.
While you're on a roll, Don, could you get our cost of living increases done, put through? that have been put off since March last year.
What is that you are...
what is that, Wendell?
It's a grenade. I'm not kidding.
It's a dummy grenade.
Can I see it?
A grenade.
Catch.
All right.
Wendell comes in, throwing the grenade up and down.
Playfully.
Yeah, playfully, allegedly.
What happens if I pull...
a little plaque in the shop there, complaint department, take a number, one.
What happens if I pull this out?
The thing falls off?
All right, well, Wendell, let's...
I came out of Liddy's office.
Wendell, you obviously have some issues here that don't have anything to do with us.
I'm just jerking your chain.
But I'd be glad to look at those. What are your issues? What are you owed?
Huh?
What are you owed?
Chief engineer.
You want to be the chief engineer?
No, I need a chief engineer. I don't care if it's me or somebody else.
You need a chief engineer,
mm-hmm.
and the reason this hasn't been done is...
I don't know. Mike gave his notice 7 months ago, quit 4 months ago.
It's cheaper not to have one.
It is.
Why replace? That's always been the tradition.
Right.
When someone leaves...
We haven't worn this one out yet, so when this one, you know, craps out and dies.
See, Wendell speaking about himself. See, the
people normally, leave, it's a net loss.
It's normally a two-person... Really, in most stations, it's a three- or four-person operation engineering. Here it was a two-person operation,
right.
Then that guy quit, and they've just never bothered to hire anybody else.
No, when our chief engineer, Mike Friedman, quit and went off to join his lovely wife down in Southern Virginia, she's a physician, I understand, right?
Radio business.
And when that happened...
I'm glad you guys have hushed up the real reason he left.
Well, the...
The color toner.
The disease.
Let's just move past it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is... I thought it was a color printer toner. What?
What, Wendell?
I thought it was a color printer toner that you never bought, huh?
Isn't he hard to understand even when he's on a microphone?
Color printer toner that you never bought.
You were going to buy the color printer toner.
Over to the Ritz for a vacation with his lovely wife, and that didn't happen either.
Oh, we're a printer toner.
Hold on, now you're accusing me of two things.
I'm not accusing.
What didn't I do? Wait,
you didn't buy the color printer toner. Remember the brouhaha of the color printer?
Oh, that's right.
And all the printing memos and stuff.
Okay, how much?
We were going to buy the toner for a year.
How much?
Talk to Bobby. She's stashing it in her office.
All right, I'll buy it for a year. You're right about that. What else? What did you say I would buy?
Oh, Mike, I think one of you was going to send them to the Ritz for a weekend because he was showing signs of stress.
Yeah.
Who? Friedman?
Yeah,
but he quit.
We were going to do that, but he was out of it.
Before that. Then he quit.
Didn't we do that for him?
He wouldn't have quit.
No, Wendell, I don't remember everything as well as you do, obviously, but I think the reason that we were going to send him away was because the guy was working like 18 hours a day. And then...
Yeah. And we never followed through on that? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you want this?
Thank you.
Yeah. Color printer told her.
So it's really our fault.
No.
It's really our fault.
But he was working 18 hours a day. You can guess what I was working, and now there's me.
You've always hated us, haven't you?
No. It's a love-hate thing.
More love.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
You're mangry. But you're just mangry.
Where'd that come from?
Well, that's a combination of mad and angry.
Oh. Okay.
It's a totally Wendell term.
Oh.
You're mangry. I believe if I was to analyze you...
Color printer toner!
As I do quite often, I would say you're unhappy with the way things are going in other aspects here because it's such an asshole to work at.
Well, and, I mean, things are looking up. They're actually replacing some broken stuff.
And, you know, you gotta look in here and you see four guys who, through your... eye sockets are on top of the world right here. You got four
here we
guys.
Are
you got me and Mike and Rob and Buzz. Look at us, we're living the good life, man.
Look at that, the four of you smiling.
Yes. Happiness. Thy name is the Don of Mike
trailing his microphone.
We have no problems.
Mm-hmm.
He's being lighthearted, but really inside of Wendell right now. Someday I'm going to follow them and shoot them in the eye.
he's very mad. Well, Wendell, I will speak to Bobby about purchasing the toner.
Cool.
And the thing with Mike Friedman, that's off.
Forget it.
Yeah, it's
he's
too late.
He quit.
He's literally on the beach now.
And see, when Wendell says on the beach, I got to tell you again, this is radio speak. On the beach means he's looking for work. On the beach doesn't mean...
No, on the beach means he's on the...
Yeah, he went to Virginia Beach, I think.
He's sitting in a lodge
where he went.
Yeah, with
and he went down there because umbrella. His wife he's got an incredible job.
Listen, I heard the story.
Dollar printer toner!
I heard the story that he's going to be a Mr. Mom. I heard the whole story. I know why.
I have no respect for men that do that. That's a joke. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. That's a joke, Mike.
I'll say it.
Do whatever you want.
I'll say it, and I mean it. Why not just wear a dress? Why not just wear a dress?
Yeah, the whole Mr. Mom fad never really caught hold in this country, did it?
I don't get that.
There are a few exceptions to the rule. Sure.
When your wife comes home, you pussy. When your wife comes home, are you greeting her in a strap-on? I'm ready to give it to you, honey.
What a hard day I've had folding laundry.
Wuss.
We're just having
fun. Keep laughing, you two. Look who's getting up and slaying the dragon every day driving in here. And look who's home shopping at Neiman Marcus.
Wendell, I'm no longer married. Okay, you remember, I'm not married anymore.
Stop shopping?
No, she didn't. She hasn't stopped shopping.
I don't know. I wouldn't know if she has or not.
Right.
I think she could afford it.
Well, thanks for bringing that up in a roundabout way.
Sorry.
Hey, give me the grenade. Give me the grenade.
Guy on the telephone. Are you
come over
there?
To the dark side, Mike.
No. You know, there was a guy on the phone that wanted to say something about this, but he's gone. Anyway, Wendell, what's the deal with the security thing upstairs with the security pad?
It's busted, kid.
It's
busticated, sir. Yeah.
Don't see any lights in that tunnel.
I think the wall works dead.
All right, here is the guy who says he installed the keypad. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what is your name, please?
My name is Ron.
Ron. Wendell, do you know the guy who installed the keypad?
No, that
I know Wendell.
That was three chief engineers ago.
Colette would know if this is the guy.
I was fixing your stairwell door a couple of weeks ago.
You were fixing what here?
The stairwell door. The one where Cameron broke the knob off the stairwell door back here.
That was me.
Yeah, locked it in.
Okay, so what can we do for you? If you're the guy that installed it, you should get your ass over here, please, sir, because it's busted bad.
What do I need to do, Ron?
Some problems. The one on the second floor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't worry about that. I got another one. We'll stop by. I'll try to stop today. I can stop tomorrow.
Whatever. We'll write up a PO.
Are you just cluing into this now?
I heard you on the radio.
Did anybody call you?
You're the guy who installed it. Did anybody from the station call you to say, hold on?
Not that I know of.
Would that have anything to do with the station not wanting to pay for a guy to make a service call?
Well, no, that'd be up to you,
folks. He wants you to hit the bell.
Okay, okay.
Everything to do.
There you go. See, Wendell doesn't want to say these things, but there's a...
So, Wendell, is the reason the thing's hanging out of the socket up there that are just hanging by wires, was that your doing?
Okay.
So they asked you to see if you could fix it instead of getting the guy that's a specialist in it? Okay, now I understand. Now it's all clear.
All right.
Okay.
Well, don't come out until somebody calls you.
Well, I won't then. Okay. Let you know that we're out here and we're ready to fix your stuff.
Oh, we're on? What about out? Have him come by. Do you want to get a fix? I'm embarrassed by that.
I'm not.
I love that keypad.
I'm not. Listen, I take pride in where I work, but make no bones about it, this is where I work.
Yeah, but you know what? When I come in and I hit that keypad, and there are people that are closing on their houses at the title company with the glass windows, I always like to pretend like I'm a CIA agent.
Typically, you block it with your body so they can't
right.
see.
Right.
We share office space upstairs. Well,
I always feel like I'm reenacting a scene from Men in Black.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, do you guys have retina scanners?
What with the three digits?
No, we're not into retina scanners. Very few people are, actually.
Any other biometrics?
Not really. It's real specialized stuff.
Any other biometrics? It's a loaded grenade, sir.
Color printer toner! The biometrics with the color printer toner.
Oh,
God. Engineering, guys. Shut up.
Goodbye.
God.
Goodbye, for goodness sake.
Yap, yap, yap.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Please get Wendell laid. Please, please. He's a freaking psycho, man. Go Red Sox, golden boy.
There's a call for you.
That was a good call.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, when is your building lease occupied tonight?
When is the building? Okay, I got that.
Watch it.
I get jokes.
You want to split the split it up five ways?
We make it an inside job.
There's nothing worth taking.
And Buzz, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
How long ago was it, Wendell, that the laptop was stolen from downstairs?
Oh, that was a couple months ago.
I don't want to tip my hand here, but I will share this, and I probably shouldn't because I'll get in trouble. There is an extremely valuable crystal pineapple upstairs.
Gotcha.
And if anyone had that in their possession, I am sure there would be a tremendous market for it.
And I'm sure if you were to actually steal it, Mike would never know it was gone. Because it's been in the box.
Touche.
It's been in the box every day since he received it.
Yes, indeed he do.
All right, thanks, Wendell.
Dismissed?
Thanks, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Guy came in here with a grenade in his hand.
That's after he's been walking up and down the hallway with a bat.
Yeah, well.
A bat in his hand. As a, still, I maintain the happiest radio station, the best place to do a show on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
We do it nowhere else. Why have fancy digital equipment that works?
No need.
I like working in junk.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of when I was first coming up in the business.
Right. The analog is a certain warmth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of an old world warmth.
And, you know, here, right here, this is beautiful. Did you just hear that?
I heard the pop.
There you go. Now it's ready.
That's how you know.
Yeah, I pressed the button, and I expected it to start, and you just heard part of the problem. And because what I wanted to do is hype up the fact that tonight we're all going to go out together. There it is. I swear to God, that's not on purpose.
Nope.
Okay. Tonight we will be at a great city bar. We're going to be at the Crystal City Restaurant.
Very exciting place with beautiful ladies. I hope they bring their A-team in there tonight.
Yes, please. Crystal City Restaurant, and that's technically, is it Alexandria? Is Crystal City its own place?
I believe Crystal City is its own place.
Right off Route 1 as you're heading towards Alzheimer's Airport. You can't miss it here in the D.C. Metro. Here's the deal. We're all leaving at 7. I'm picking Tom up at a location that we know about.
Right.
Which will give Tom and I some quality time together in the car. Then I've been told parking is a problem at this place.
It is. I have been there, and it is. It's very limited. I mean, there are four out front, something like that. Four spaces, so you got to kind of park around the block.
Well, let me just reserve the right then to drop Tom off at the front door, because you know how slow he is with his cane.
You know what? You're in luck. You know why you're in luck? Because I don't want to spend the entire night there because I want to get back and see the game. So you can, you know, I give you permission to drop Tom off at the door.
But still, he's got to be in the car with me. Mm-hmm. Although, and this is the paying off of the Red Sox bet.
You're still taking it.
Joe. Here's yet another. Hi, Joe. Another. But no grenade in Joe's hand.
No.
Not yet.
Although, I haven't had a raise in 3 years either. But there's a bank parking lot across the street from the restaurant. And I don't know how I know this, but you can park there.
Joe.
All right. Joe, you're involved with a woman when you make those kind of statements.
Hey, Joe, are you coming down tonight, Joe, man?
I don't know, Don.
No, you got to come down tonight.
Joe, please. Joe, please, I want to sit next to you. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Good man.
Joe, I'll give you a roll of dollars to tip.
I think I'll be coming with my girl.
Oh. Well, what?
That's fine with me. I don't sit with you guys.
You don't go to it. You know, there's no crying in baseball. No, go ahead, bring her. I like her. She'll have fun. You like that kind of thing?
Bring your gal pal to the titty bar.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, man.
I insisted that she come if I went, you know, just because, you know, it'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
All right, so the deal tonight is going to be, because I bet Mike against the Red Sox, like I do every year, and they lost. Mm-hmm. Mike won. I'm glad for him and the Red Sox tonight.
That is the death of one fine bachelor right there.
Yeah. At approximately 8 o'clock tonight, we will be at the Crystal City Restaurant, and I will sit alone at a table with Tom for an hour.
And I will be over at the other table with the other couples.
And I'll have a tape recorder with me from the time Tom gets in my car to the time our dream date ends at approximately 9 p.m. And you'll hear it tomorrow, but if you want to be a part of it.
Are you flying solo, I hope?
I think so, yeah.
And Rob, you're...
I'm bringing my mom. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Stop it!
All right, so we'll see you. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
We got electricians and junk calling us on the telephone, but let me tell all of them, please. Call Mr. Alan Linewand.
Yeah. Right.
He's the guy you want to talk to about that.
He'll take care of it.
Now, the Arnold stuff, there is so much of it.
Yeah.
There is so much, and Buzz has a birthday that will happen in 364 days.
Right.
But we have not totally celebrated Buzz's birthday.
The best way we can.
Yesterday with a live nude.
And Buzz is the only one that celebrates a birthday on the show where he still receives the nude himself.
I enjoy it immensely.
So we've got that coming up, but also this Arnold stuff. Just let me, just a taste of it. Just a taste. is the song that he played last night. As he entered the arena. The victor. Oh, my God. And
it's pretty.
We've got so much. We have Tom Arnold being interviewed on CNN by Greta Van Susteren as they're filling time.
Yeah.
Waiting for Arnold. Then more with Tom Arnold. Of course, the brilliant decision to have Jay Leno introduce him as the new governor of California.
Yeah, and what kind of, I mean, really, I know you don't have credibility as a TV talk show host, but Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, I think.
Okay, hold on. So we've got that. Of course, we've got a lot of this.
Thank you.
Well, you guys did it.
They did it.
You did it.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering...
Thank you, thank you. What a great celebration. Thank you all for being here today.
Great.
I'm so excited that I don't believe that... What the hell am I going to do now?
Exactly.
How great is it? How great last night to be able to watch... It was 11 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock West Coast time. When they came on, CNN would like to announce... The winner. I think we've got that on tape. The big dramatic announcement.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Governor Schwarzenegger. That is amazing.
And all the people they were interviewing who had voted for him, equally like blooper reel stuff. Where you, there's a guy sitting at an eatery, and they're saying, we're here getting the man on the scene response. Who did you vote for? Just looks right at, and now a normal-looking guy, Arnold.
Yeah, the people that can't pronounce the last name still.
Yeah, Arnold. It's just Arnold. And why? Because I joined Arnold. All right, thank you, sir, for your opinion.
Well,
that's what's happening out in California.
And how much would you love to have Arnold's leather jacket that on the back of it was just stitched? Arnold.
Arnold.
It was the moment when he was standing up there and he's hugging his... Skeletor wife, mm-hmm. and he's got Eunice Kennedy on the other hand, and he's looking at the camera, and I know what he's thinking. Hey, look, I pulled it off.
You see what I have? I have the famous family. I got the position. I'm filled with ambition. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about. That's all it is to him. It's a notch in my belt
to win.
You guys did it. You did it.
This is just like winning a bodybuilding competition for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unlike our former chief engineer, you guys in California are not pussies. You're not pussies. You did it. You elected him.
We'll move forward.
And we say bravo to you. So we'll cover that in depth, I promise, on today's show. But Buzz is a nudist here. Let's do this right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey! Hey!
Who is that?
Whoa!
I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, huh?
Took a little bit of doing, too, Paul.
Dad, I appreciate it.
Dad.
But why this particular day?
It's your birthday, dead man.
It's your birthday.
Moron. Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing.
A lot of letter writing.
We finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, had recorded it also.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Real thoughtful of you, fellas.
Yeah, shut up.
I've always missed having a regular birthday.
You're 100.
How old am I?
Over 100.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
You're dead.
Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
No.
There's something I'd like to say.
Please don't.
Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take the deed.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
That's a nice mix.
Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
She was a whore.
She's a lady.
Would you mind having me?
Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Okay, one more.
Talking about that little lady.
I've not even played the bumper yet.
And the lady is mine.
I'm all wet clean and fell a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Bow to their capricious whims, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You never go wrong with TJ. Well, Tommy Jones. Buzz, come on over here.
Okay, well, the girls are here. They're here in the newsroom.
Well, actually, they should be in the...
Do you want to keep them in the newsroom? I think it's more intimate over there. It's up to you. I don't care.
Well,
they can really get jiggy with them in the newsroom.
I guess it's just we won't have a... don't we have like an obscured view?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Let's go in the computer.
Yeah, I like him being worked over in the main room.
All right. There are two of them?
Plus, it adds to the oogie factor.
One or two?
Either way, Mike, the girl or girls are from Amazing Entertainment.
One.
At 703-960-7100 or in 301, call 843-9911. And, hi, what's your name, please, lady? Hi.
Hi, Marlene.
Marlene, and where are you from?
Amazing Entertainment.
Amazing Entertainment.
I did the plug, but where are you from?
Florida originally.
Oh. Florida originally. And, those real or fake?
Fake.
But good fakes?
Yeah.
Really good fakes.
Fun. You can play with your own now.
Here's the deal with Buzz. This is Buzz.
Hi.
It's Buzz turned 50 yesterday. Oh, they're shaking hands. Yes. Buzz turned 50 yesterday.
Wow.
And he's feeling a little uptight about it.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
So we'd like you to relax him, yeah, if possible.
Yeah.
And we only have a couple things that we ask when we do this.
You don't really want a relaxed man too much, do you?
No, you don't want to have a relaxed man, not at all. No.
Pointing.
You do anything you want to Buzz, anything he'll allow you to do. All we ask is that at some point to get him to take his shirt off.
Oh, God.
Yep, absolutely.
What is it with you and that?
Well, it makes for funnier radio. The celebrity that you think you most resemble. Any idea, honey? Linda Carter.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Wonder Woman.
I'd go with that.
When she was younger, of course.
Not as she is today.
Not as she is today. But you said she still manages to look stunning, didn't you? You saw her recently?
I saw her. Well, my kid used to go to her kid's school. But when I saw her, she would always have that pancake.
Right.
That
a lot of foundation.
Just rolled on look.
This particular dancer does not have nearly the amount of makeup that Linda Carter would wear.
No, no. A very small amount. And what is your bosom size, if you don't mind me?
Double D.
Double D's.
Huge.
Well, what was the number, though?
It's like a 34-36.
34-36 double D.
Double D.
Ooh. This is Buzz.
Ooh.
This is Buzz, and what we'd like you to do is, if you do normally get your guys in the chair, is that what you do with them?
Where would you like me to be?
Yeah, they're just usually not mobile chairs.
Have you ever stripped on the radio before?
Yeah, I was here for Wendell's birthday.
Wendell's birthday.
Oh, you were here for Wendell's birthday.
Oh, all right, okay.
Did he stalk you then?
No, the guy in the Flintstone outfit, right? That was him?
The guy in the Flintstone outfit. You know, we've had, Mike, so many girls, so many things.
It's on. I'm sorry, but it's on the dancer to remember.
No, he was in a purple outfit. It was all...
Robert.
Oh, Robert the mailman.
Oh.
That was recently.
Yeah, you're going to find that Buzz is...
I heard the lady in the front office was not too happy about that.
Yeah, I remember Robert had nothing really covering his genital area. And
you'll find that Buzz is a bit more reserved than Robert. Buzz won't overtly slip you his D.
No.
Right. It'll just happen.
Only if you ask nicely.
Not like with Robert.
It'll be spontaneous.
Do you need music?
Please.
Please, yeah.
Well, Robbie, let's get on the box. Let's go right to our disco favorites.
Ah, the box.
I don't know who's blessing
the box.
Get out the box.
You know, did you manage to find out how old Mr. Burbank is today?
Well, y'all said 50.
50, yes. There you go.
You're right.
Yeah. Disc. Hold on here, Buzz. Cut number one. We get
cut number one.
Some good sex disco music for Buzz and m'lady's name. I forgot.
What is your name again?
Marlene.
I'm going to write that down. Marlene.
Marlene and Buzz.
Amazing Entertainment.
Yes, amazing.
Okay.
All right, we're ready for your music, Marlene.
There's the music.
There you go. Who doesn't like this? Yeah, Casey and the Shoeshine Band, everybody.
Marlene is wearing a lovely baby doll nightie. appears to have a red and black thong underneath. She is now mounting Buzz.
Someone's got to move that microphone number 5 closer in on the action.
There you go.
We got to hear this. Hi, Buzz.
I'd like to keep my hands free, Rob.
Buzz is getting a little dairy pillow show right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Buzz Handy, Buzz.
Put out that fire.
Handy, Buzz. Wow, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Be careful where those hands are going, Buzz. Buzz, I've never seen you be this quite this handsy. Wow. Oh, the shirt is coming off.
And now what's happening, Buzz?
A long shirt tail.
Yeah. Oh, that's the shirt, incidentally, that RJ bought.
I hope you see it.
Thought I'd throw that in there.
Buzz.
There he
is. The digital camera has to be here.
Oh, my. Now my shirt's off. It's only fair that she remove
Marlene
hers.
Has taken her top off.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Now she's putting a little baby doll nighty on Buzz's
beautiful
neck.
These can't be.
And now the baby, the dairy pillows are being.
Now,
anything
Buzz,
you'd like
what
to
is
say?
She doing?
She's putting out the fire on my face with her pillows.
Maybe you could sing happy birthday to me while she does that. You know? Now she's going back. Ow. Boy, Marlene, that's flexibility right there. You almost bent over backwards.
That was like a Matrix move.
Yes, she's getting out a candle and whipped cream.
Oh, good. The whip.
Ready whip.
The ready whip is here.
Now what are you doing, Marlene? Hold on a second.
She's getting some whipped cream. I believe she... Let's listen.
She wants you to sing happy birthday to her.
Can you shake it up, Marlene? There you go. She's shaking up the whipped cream.
Shake it up, honey.
Shake it really well.
Shake it, honey.
There's the whipped cream on the right side.
Yes, uh-huh.
There we go.
She's putting that
whipped cream on the left side.
Oh, she's putting them on the spigots.
Yes, she's got a couple of little whipped cream pasties.
I love whipped cream.
Let's hear Buzz eat the whipped cream.
Now what's she doing, Buzz?
She's putting candles in the whipped cream.
Oh,
you know, my birthday.
Candles in the whipped cream. We're going to have a fire show.
They stand right up.
Very good. Look at
not
that.
The only things.
She's lighting the candles on each
She's
nipple.
Lighting her breasts on fire.
Very exciting. This is the dangerous part. Now be careful. Please remember Roy Horn.
Buzz has a nude woman on his lap.
Oh, he blew him out.
There we go.
All
They're
right.
Out.
Now she's taking the candles out, licking the whipped cream off the candles.
Now Buzz.
And Buzz will have the opportunity to...
Move that microphone in, Buzz.
Oh, God.
The Buzz.
Okay, I'm looking away.
Shh. Lord, help me. I love the processed dairy. Oh, I love me some whipped cream. I missed the spot.
Maybe it's turning 50. He's enjoying this more than he ever has before.
Oh, man, am I ever. Thank you.
Buzzy.
Oh, my.
Buzz, you're enjoying it like a man who thinks it's his last one.
Well, you never know, Mike.
That's great.
You never know.
Now, Marlene is attempting to put a fire out in Buzz's lap, I believe.
Check out the equipment.
Check out the equipment,
oh,
yes.
Lord.
She's checking.
You're sure these are not real?
There is a soft core going on in front of us. And let me just take this moment to point out, in this post 9/11 world, when the big one happens, count on Buzz.
Yes, count on Buzz for the latest in news and information.
No, I didn't stop. You stopped.
Fair and balanced. That's Buzz Burbank.
Hold on, let me get
the very latest in news.
Let me get another.
From your news source with Buzz Burbank.
Oh, I got another.
Yeah,
hold on a second.
Yes, please.
Credibility, thy name is Burbank.
Well, Buzz knows he's a guy that goofs around on the show.
He does, and
he's gotten past all that credibility crap.
I will tell you that Buzz and Marlene seem to be hitting it off quite nicely.
I think so.
What's going on? I can't see. What was that? Ooh, wow.
There was a little exchanging of...
bodily fluids?
Heavens no.
No? I couldn't see, Buzz.
We're talking about just a little kissy-poo is what there was there.
Nearly an exchange of dairy products.
Oh, fantastic.
God.
Wow. All right, now she's going into her box. Getting a little wipe for Buzz.
Wipes.
She's wiping Buzz. His face, that is.
I'm dirty, wash me.
Yeah, here goes. Now, look at him, he's got whipped cream on his face. There we go.
This reminds me of the time I was at the National Press Club.
Yeah.
And David Brinkley got his first nude.
Yeah.
That was a special day, wasn't it? Everybody up there. All right, now she's asking Buzz to move forward and lay down.
Uh-oh, now Buzz is shirtless and laying down on the floor.
All right, now Marlene is getting ready to do something else here.
Let's get a microphone in position here.
Here we go.
Robbie, you can use number 4 and number 5 if you need to.
All right, now, Buzz, you're on your back?
This, yes, I am, and this is the best day after birthday ever.
All right, Marlene is taking off the G-string. Oh,
now,
the fog is coming off.
She's totally nude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And that's quite a landing strip right there.
Lord almighty.
Man, that's just like a directional arrow.
What do you need, Marlene?
Oh, my.
But wait,
a dollar bill?
I have a dollar bill.
No.
No, not the birthday.
Oh. I'm going to get practice for tonight, Don, with Tom Gavin. Oh, I seem to only have a five. I guess you'll have to use this. All right. Now, she's whispering to Rob some instructions there.
Something tells me that that $5 bill might be taking a trip.
Buzz, I think you're going to be able to keep that $5 bill after you're done with this.
Thing.
All right, now, Marlene is down at Buzz's feet. She is now bending over. Wow.
What's happening, Mike?
Boy, she is just doing some sort of... Oh, she's doing a too much detail?
No, she's eating a banana split off Buzz's face.
Very good. Wow. All right.
She's going bowling with Buzz, and she's just gotten the split on his face.
Obviously a gymnastics background, Marlene. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, Buzz, from your standpoint, what just happened? I didn't fully see it.
She sort of stood at my feet and did a kind of backward flip that ended up with her sitting on the dollar bill that had been placed on my nose.
She snatched the $5 bill off of
so
Buzz.
Well,
Marlene, you can keep that, honey.
That's a great trip.
That was a great trick.
Isn't that terrific? Well, that's Marlene.
Well, it's a good thing that didn't come with a dye pack in it.
Yes, this is true. That
turned red.
Absolutely.
Well, look at this. Buzz shirtless, and now she's... Now, Buzz, can I say what she's doing?
Yeah, well, if you can say it.
She's playing with Buzz's nipples.
And that's kind of neat down there, yeah, don't you think? I like that. Do you like that?
No.
You don't like that. You like a little more down there.
You know, well,
that to me is no, very.
And Marlene,
to me, that shows a lot of care.
You're beautiful, but what that looks to me like is the curl that Superman has coming right on his forehead.
I always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a fantastic show. I know that Buzz.
Thank you.
Oops, excuse me, Buzz.
They cherish most of.
Hold on. There you go. Buzz has enjoyed this, I think, more than. Oh, and now there's talking and whispering.
Do you sense a bond here?
I do. Marlene, let me ask you something, and I'll tell you right away, he's not available. He's been married for 26 years, Buzz?
28
years.
Thank you.
We couldn't be happier for Buzz, and we couldn't love his wife more, but all that out of the equation. If you saw Buzz at one of the functions, and Buzz came up to you and said, hi, would you like to get together? Like, would he be one of the guys you'd go out with?
I think it would depend on how he approached me. If he came up to me real respectful, I think that's how I'd consider it.
What if you were, like, sitting in a chair at a party, and Buzz came running across the room and went, I love you.
I think I'd probably trip him as he ran.
Okay.
But if he came on and laid that Buzz thing on, like, hey, hi.
Hey, Marlene, I got to ask you a question. Is that a tiny little love bite you have on your neck there?
I scratched myself.
Oh, you scratched yourself. You sure?
Outdoors.
That wasn't some guy, like, latching onto you like Roy Horn's tiger? No? Okay, just checking.
You are so naked.
Thanks for that.
I mean, I know we don't have naked girls.
That's why I'm enjoying the interview.
We don't have naked girls on the show that much anymore because we finally have realized it really doesn't translate well on the radio. It's just pretty much us staring at really good-looking girls naked.
She's just comfortable with her nudity, and I'm comfortable.
And God bless her for that.
And happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
And wow. Marlene from Amazing Entertainment, 703-960-7100, or in 301-843-9911.
Amazing Entertainment.
And Buzz, really just consider that the warm-up act.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be paying for anything tonight. I'm going to kind of use that as your birthday.
Yeah, well, we're going to try.
Yeah. Okay. Marlene, how would you... Buzz, you leave the room now. We want to do the post-interview with Marlene.
We're going to have a little chat with Marlene. You take off. You take off now.
Did he ever go too far?
No.
Marlene, into the microphone, please.
No, he didn't.
Really?
Did you feel it move?
I've taken the fifth on this one. Oh. Right, not to incriminate.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Nope. Right.
Right.
Would you say Buzz has a gentle touch?
He has a nice touch.
A nice touch.
So as one of your subjects, he's way up there?
I think he could probably be both
nice and naughty, which is a good thing.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's our buzz.
She knows me.
That's our buzz.
I don't know if him or me is blushing more.
Wow. Hey, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. There's a little something here. I'm picking up on it.
When you were straddling him and dry humping him, did the thought that he is 50 ever enter into the equation?
Didn't disgust you?
Do you think he'll live a long time?
Buzz, how could it possibly disgust anyone?
Do you think he will live a long time? No.
Marlene,
not if his wife hears this.
You know, obviously you don't check IDs with your older customers, but can you give us a guesstimate as to the oldest customer that you've ever performed for?
Besides Buzz?
There was some guys from Italy one time, and they didn't speak a lick of English, but these fellows that were over here visiting their family, oh, honey, they're like Methuselah.
Really? So like 90s or something, like 80s or 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
How are you?
There you go.
So Buzz is like...
Nice to have an interest. Buzz, will you have an interest in that when you get to be that age?
I don't see why not.
I don't think anybody should lose that interest.
All right, Marlene, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Marlene, you were wonderful. Round of applause for Marlene.
Great tricks.
Lovely,
set her breasts on fire.
Great job.
Doing some
great
stuff.
Great job. Delicious. Oh, no, you can keep that. That's my tip to you.
Some gymnastic...
I want to get practice for the Crystal City Restaurant tonight.
Some gymnastic events over there.
Delicious dairy products.
Dairy products. And Buzz enjoying himself to the max.
Yeah. That was
wonderful. Do you want your whipped cream?
See, now we're to the awkward point. Buzz, you want it, Buzz?
Yeah.
Buzz wants it.
Well, hold into the microphone, because we can't hear you unless you talk into the microphone, Marlene.
Right there.
Because we have headphones on. That's right. See, that's the way that works.
Oh, shoot. I was going to see if somebody can maybe get somebody to fetch my clothes out of the other room. I didn't want to drink through the station.
Oh, I understand completely.
Oh, joke.
Yeah. Charles?
Of course.
Thank you.
If you think that's important.
Of course, Marlene. It'll require you to be naked for just a few more moments.
We certainly
don't kidnap you.
You just won your see-through. You wore your... Hey, listen, would you bring Marlene's clothes?
Joe?
Clothes?
Joe?
Where are they,
Marlene?
In the green room.
Green room, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
very
Joe.
Good.
Bye-bye. Rob's got him. He's coming in with him.
Here we go.
Joe.
The dresser.
Rob,
coming in
right
now. There he is.
Very good.
Look at her.
Dress her up good, Rob.
Joe. All right, now she's putting on her street clothes, which I think is kind of a turn on, too, while she's going to get dressed.
Now we're just
something men don't get to see very
especially
often.
In Marlene's case. Yeah.
We're going to watch her just put her bra on. And
wow.
That snaps in the front.
Lovely little bra, that.
I guess it would have to snap in the front, right?
Look at that.
How could your arms get around back?
Yeah.
See how quickly she did that? When I put mine on, it takes me hours.
Hey, and Buzz, good news for you. She's going commando.
Ah.
No underpants.
I like that.
Are you commando today, Buzz?
Actually, no, because I knew we were doing this show, and I didn't know what was going to happen.
There you go. Smart guy.
Yeah.
All right.
There she prepared. Goes. Pulling up her jeans. Are you still there, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine, Joe.
Look at those jeans. Those were painted on, baby.
So now it's the jeans are on, but they're unbuttoned.
Mm-hmm.
And now the T-shirt goes over the double D's.
Right.
There you go. And they're out of sight.
It goes very well, by the way.
And they are out of sight. Let me say that. Tucking the T-shirt in.
Yeah, you know, really, she could pass for anybody on the street with amazingly large breasts. Tuck in.
How could this be that we're making a woman who works as an exotic dancer, we're making her blush?
Incidentally,
come with someone.
This doesn't happen very often, but do you think we could have a new rule?
What?
That whenever we have strippers in here, they have to change into their street clothes in front of us? I enjoyed that.
I don't think
as much as the taking off.
I don't think we'd want it without a bag. Oh, are you done, Joe?
Oh, Joe, gross.
All right, bye, Joe.
God.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Well,
I guess that's pretty much an honest compliment there.
Yes, it was. Yes, very much so. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Marlene. Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Guys.
Now, look at how normal she looks now.
Well, she really does.
I mean, looking at her now, she looks like a normal... And you know what? You're one of those girls, you hide your boobs.
Yeah.
She puts, like, the running suit on, and you can't tell that she's got the big boobs.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Can Marlene come back and visit sometime, perhaps?
Maybe you'll have to make that arrangement.
Mark, go give Buzz one final
one. Marlene, why don't you go over and bring him his whipped cream, and you can say goodbye to him. Thank you. You can bring him his candles. Thank you, Marlene.
Thanks, Marlene.
And bye-bye. Thank you, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
That's always a great birthday present.
Bye, then. Here she goes.
Bye-bye, then. And here she comes one more time for her man, Buzz.
There we go.
And
here's a little kiss.
Thank you, Marlene.
Very nice. Oh, and the candles. I guess the candles.
The candles and the ready whip.
Save those. Bring those home.
Take care.
Yeah.
Nicely done. She was fun.
Yeah.
She's maybe the best one we've had in a long time.
Lots of fun.
You know, and I'll tell you the truth. We were limited in our powers of description because there's only so much that we can say without you know, having them hit the delay button.
Well, you know, radio is it's a media for imagination. And I think that perhaps people were able to use their imagination.
Very pretty, long auburn hair. Buxom.
You are
lovely.
You're coming out of your skin.
Sorry, I'll try to settle down now.
How much is this is Marlene, and how much is this is the big 5-0?
How much is Viagra? Were you just eating the Ready Whip right out of the can?
Having a little whipped cream there, just to remind me of the old days.
Okay. We're going to have a good time tonight.
All right, that's Buzz, everybody, and happy birthday, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here. Yeah, I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Thanks. The keynote speakers at the BM Banquet, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, listen, I know we've not even begun to get into today's show. I will tell you that tomorrow we'll have, as we always have on a Thursday, Mr. Skin, also Troy Aikman. And the people are very, very uptight about Troy Aikman coming on our show.
Why?
Because we got a rep.
You know, that sucks. I mean, I can understand certain guests, but not Troy Aikman when we have a reputation with football people, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, he's coming on anyway, and I'm pretty sure he won't take the sex quiz, but I might have to throw out, and obviously untrue, but the rumors that were surfacing a few years ago
about his homosexuality?
Yeah.
I think we've locked up the interview now.
So anyway, that's tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow you'll be able to hear every agonizing second of me paying off this bet with Mike tonight. As I
looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Quality time alone with Tom Gavin.
Did you ever think for a second that you would be paying off the bet to me on the same night that the Red Sox were going to be taking on the Yankees for the American League Championship?
No. Never put that much thought into it.
Wow. And what's your prediction on the ALCS?
Red Sox in six.
Really?
Red Sox in six.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Of course.
I mean, we're not on in New York now.
Right.
We were on in New York City for a while, and if anything was painful about that experience, it was
my love of the Red Sox.
No, that wasn't painful at all. What was painful was the fact that we had to, you know,
cater.
Pander.
Yeah.
Pander to, you know, to them. And we might be back there someday. And I would say that the lesson learned would be the second time around, we just wouldn't take no crap from guys who talk like this. Hey.
Right, here you go.
What kind of show are you doing? You know, it's the whole New York thing, which is really the Yankee thing. So
exactly.
I'm rooting for your guys.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And we'll be at the Crystal City restaurant tonight, meeting Tom at about 7:30, 7:45, 8:15.
We'll be following you down there when you pick him up.
I know you will, and I've got my tape recorder. I'll record everything in the car, and then 1 hour, as per our Red Sox bet, in the bar, Tom and I at a city bar, and everybody's invited to come down and watch, but you got to keep your distance because it's very important that it's intimate time for Tom and I, and I'll tell you one decision that I have made. This will be an X-rated conversation. Because it is
very
being
good.
Taped for broadcast tomorrow.
You can edit it and you can beep it out.
Yes, we will beep out bad words.
Right. Excellent.
And I will ask Tom many questions. I would say, listen tomorrow not only to hear me put in an awkward position being at a titty bar with Tom Gavin.
Right.
But if you've ever wondered, like I have, exactly what Tom's all about.
Sure.
I think it's going to be my chance to go one-on-one with him.
It's very, very exciting. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
ask him about his childhood.
Yeah.
Then ask him about his sexuality and get his frank answers.
Ask him about politics, too.
Well,
I'd like to hear that.
Maybe if you lose a bet, you will. With me, I'm gonna stick to pretty much being a kid and then
right into sex.
And I'm thinking, hey, Tom, look at this girl. What would you like to do to her?
Yeah.
And
I think I'll. Do they have lap dances? Is that legal?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you know, I might send one of the girls over to chat with you.
That's fine. The more, the merrier. You're the boss of that deal tonight. So last night, listen, we knew it. We predicted it. Yesterday. We predicted it 24 hours ago at exactly this moment.
We did.
That Big Dom Arnold would win the California race, and he did. And now you woke up this morning, and people in California, look what you did.
California, that's the new name of the state. You have to pronounce it that way now. California.
Here are the total number now of votes. And when you think about this, with such a large state, mm-hmm. it really is a smaller number of people than you would have thought. All candidates running to replace the governor if recall passes. 99% of precincts reporting. Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger had 3,624,000 votes.
Right.
Bustamante had 2,400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Those don't seem like huge numbers, but I guess in California it is. We're like yeah. everywhere, there's apathy and people don't vote.
Right.
Going down the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 and 7. Fifth place, Arianna Huffington, 42,000 votes.
Wow.
Seventh place, Larry Flint.
How many votes did he get?
15,000. Followed closely by Gary Coleman with 12,000.
What about the porn star?
Hold on.
Mary Carey.
I'm working my way down the list right now.
I thought she'd be ahead of Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm going past all the names of the people that I've never read, never heard.
Right.
These are all people who just had their friends. We're now down into the 1,000s. And the name I'm looking for again is...
Mary Carey.
Michael Jackson got 654 votes.
654.
Let me see. Now we're down into the three digits. Richard Lewis got 171 votes.
I didn't even know he was running.
No. Well, you know, I didn't see... hold on. Here she is. My apologies. Her real name is Mary Cook.
Oh.
And Mary Carey came in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hey, she cracked the top 10.
Hey, good for her.
9,855 votes.
Wonderful job, Mary. Man.
So last night, how surreal was it? I mean, it's
I
everything.
I still don't get it. I still can't believe I'm picking up the Washington Post today and looking at Arnold on the cover. I mean, I don't get it.
Oh,
I still don't get it.
Here's what happened. Last night, everybody knows he's won. We knew it. Mm-hmm. They knew it on TV. They were waiting till 11 o'clock to say it till the polls closed.
Right.
Till it was 8 o'clock out on the West Coast. And now they're filling because mm-hmm. Arnold's coming on soon. And they have Greta von TMJ, you
right.
know, with the Greta von, even the facelift didn't work.
Uh-huh.
But she's on CNN. And they're thinking, who can we get to fill the time until Arnold comes on? And the answer is... Tom Arnold.
Amazing.
Here it is.
Hi. We're now joined on the phone by actor, comedian Tom Arnold, a close personal friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Greta, I'm very upset. I had dinner with Arnold last night. I feel like I'm missing my friend who just won the Super Bowl because I'm working here in Detroit, but it's a great night.
Well, what was his mood last night, Tom?
He was very, I think he was very secure, but he got that.
Listen to this in-depth coverage.
Unbelievable. You know, the world is falling apart. I'm sorry.
On CNN, we're asking Tom Arnold what Arnold Schwarzenegger was thinking last night.
One of the great idiots of all time. I mean, really. I mean, this is dialing for morons.
Two things. Charlie actually just backed up a theory that I had last night that Greta Van Susteren has an identical voice to Paula Poundstone. And also, you have to know that they obviously were prepared for Tom Arnold because they had a graphic prepared
right.
with a picture of Tom Arnold
right,
and a map of Michigan with a star at Dearborn. And, I mean, just, it was like, this is a big deal that they got Tom Arnold on.
Right. At the end of the night, at the end of the dinner, he got the poll numbers, and everything looked great, and I think he felt very confident. He felt relaxed. We smoked a cigar. It had been a long...
Now, listen, maybe it's just me. Doesn't he sound coked up?
Yeah.
Listen to him. Listen to Tom Arnold's voice. Listen to this.
A long week, as you know, a long few weeks, and He felt confident and he's anxious to get up to Sacramento.
Tom, does he sort of get the political bug among other actors? You think the other actors want to run for office?
I think there's probably others, but I don't think they have the cojones because you take a lot of stuff. Is that him coming out there now?
Wait, Eunice, let me interrupt you. Eunice Shriver has just entered the room. Of course, she's the mother-in-law of the governor-elect.
Sure. Came in a casket on wheels.
Is following in.
It is surreal.
Other members of the entourage for the governor-elect.
That sound you hear is a couple of guys over in Arlington Cemetery spinning in their graves
so
right
now. You would have thought, okay, they're coming in. Thank you, Tom Arnold.
There you go, Shrivers.
No, they've got a little more time to fill.
Tom Arnold, you're still with us, aren't you?
You know I am. I'm sitting here at the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn.
Listen to that beginning. Do know I am.
Yeah. Tom Arnold, you're still with us, aren't you?
You know I am. I'm sitting here at the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn, enjoying it, wishing I was there. But I'm very happy.
Because you think he's going to get a free room by mentioning his hotel?
Uh-huh. Yes.
We ought to call the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn.
Why is he a good governor, do you think, Tom, in your mind?
Because you get into acting because you want people to like you. You do what he's doing because he wants to help people. He's going to do it the same way he's done everything else. He's such a good man. He's worked so hard. This is his dream.
Let me find it.
Tom Arnold,
political analyst.
Political analyst. It's, I mean, really, cracks in the earth's surface.
The end of the world. That's right.
The tape I need. Okay, now we can continue.
Tom Arnold, you're still with us, aren't you?
You know I am.
Shut up!
Sitting here at the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn, enjoying it, wishing
Shut
I was
up!
Here. But I'm very happy. It's been a... Somebody's always
Tom,
dreaming.
Why is he going to be such a good governor, do you think, Tom, in your mind?
Because he...
Shut up!
There's a tough question, Greta.
People...
There's a real... Boy, you keep throwing those hard balls there, Greta.
They discuss more, and then it's time... for them to discuss Jay Leno and Arnold Schwarzenegger's feelings about Twisted Sister.
Jesus.
This is all on CNN last night.
Your new government.
All right, Tom, I don't know if you're watching, if you can see this on TV, but Jay Leno has now entered the room. We understand that Jay Leno is going to introduce
Help!
The governor-elect.
Mm-hmm. He better be funny.
Tom, does he have to be funny, Tom?
Yes, he better be funny. It's a big night. Jay needs it.
Greta.
Why do you think the choice of Jay Leno to introduce him?
Well, because Arnold started. He's friends with Jay, and Arnold started his campaign on his show. And
I'll tell you why. It's because Arnold sat down and said, he has the best ratings, and the most people like him. Everybody likes Jay.
The best talk show host in the world, and I'll get Jay to come out and, you know, give me the crazy... kooky introduction to make the room all, and then I'll be the serious stuff. And Greta, ask Tom why he thinks I'll make a great governor.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
You know, Jay's a good guy, and he's been a supporter. You know, and it's a tough thing when you have a TV show because you got to be unbiased. Fox wouldn't let me talk about him on the show, so I'd have to ask Shaq or.
All right, so now he gets into a plug for his Fox show.
Uh-huh.
Here now we have Jay Leno speaking.
I can't wait to hear this.
Jay Leno bringing on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
No matter which side of the late night thing you line up on, and I think it's a great indicator into what type of a person you're dealing with. There's the Nightline person, then you have your Letterman people, and then you have your Leno people.
Right.
No matter where you stand on this issue, could you ever picture David Letterman in any circumstance, standing up to introduce, even if it was a guy like Paul Newman, generally...
He's got too much dignity.
He has a lot of reverence.
I mean, really, he's got too much class. Letterman's got too much class.
Yeah. But here he is now, Jay Leno.
Thank you, Thank you very much. I think tonight is a testament of just how important one appearance on The Tonight Show can be, ladies and gentlemen.
Look what you did, California.
Wow.
You know, the critics said, Arnold can't be an administrator. He's an actor. Oh, Arnold can't be an environmentalist. He's an actor. Oh, Arnold can't be governor. He's an actor. And, of course, Arnold was thrilled. For the first time in his career, the critics are calling him an actor, ladies and gentlemen. This is a historic night.
This is a historic night.
Let me explain to that line.
This is a historic night.
I decipher from that opening joke that hours were spent trying to make that as non-offensive mm-hmm. as possible. He agonized. Imagine? What's a joke I can do mm-hmm. that won't... Oh, what a pussy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has just been elected governor, and Jay Leno is speaking, and is being covered on CNN.
Wow.
Apparently, we have all been wrong. It is pronounced California. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the great state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow. Ridiculous. But wait. Here he comes. You can hear Twisted Sister in the background.
You know what? You know, I got to share this with our listening audience, though. The faces in our studio right now, the looks on... Are we alone?
No.
Is there anybody out in California that's kind of looking this way today?
There must be someone.
Shaking their head and kind of going, what the hell's going on?
No, here's... We're not going to take it. Here's how I equate it to the people in California. It's like someone says to you, I've got, Mike, Buzz, I've got the best practical joke in the world. Now, you're going to have to go all in on this.
Yeah, all the way.
I mean, really, you got to get off your ass. You got to register to vote.
Right.
You got to go down on Tuesday. You got to sit through 158 names. But if we all do it together, it'll be the greatest joke ever.
You mean somebody's going to actually break through the curtain and say this has all been a silly practical joke?
No, I think just your average person, just your average Californian, probably got together with some friends and said, hey, you know, I realize that stuff about one vote counting maybe is a bunch of crap.
Right.
But let's say we got everybody in the office mm-hmm. to vote for Arnold.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Wouldn't it be great?
And then you just get hammered last night with your friends, like at a Super Bowl party.
Right.
Because, my God, you have just pulled off the greatest joke in the history of America.
Yes, of American politics, sure.
Yeah. Now here is Arnold.
Thank you.
There you go. That's all he has to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. What a great celebration. Thank you all for being here today. Thank you, thank you. You know, there are so many people that I want to thank. But I want to start first with my wife, Maria.
Who didn't mind my groping. And I want to thank Hitler.
All right, let me move ahead to some more dialogue, because there's lots of
the passionate supporters.
Idiotic, just, you know, screaming and cheering.
Cast of characters in this thing.
I want to also thank the people of California. From the time I came over to this country, you've opened up your arms to me. You've received me.
Listen, he can't speak our language. He can't speak our language. If he was a competent mental candidate, I'd say, okay, the speech we can work through.
Right.
He can't.
Well, how many years has he had to practice?
You've given me opportunities, endless amount of opportunities. Everything that I have is because of California. I came over. That's right.
Too much. It is too much.
I'm here with absolutely nothing, and California has given me absolutely everything. And today,
Dick.
And today, California has given me the greatest gift of all. You've given me your trust by voting for me. Thank you very much to all the people of California for.
You have given me a way out of my failing movie career.
All right, now hold on. There's more Arnold speaking.
He came here about 35 years ago. He's been a citizen here nearly 20 years.
Let's go to his closing.
And in closing, I want to say something to you that I've been saying for the last 2 months, driving up and down the state.
Is that driving?
I want to be the people's governor.
Let me grab your boobs.
I represent everybody. I believe in the people of California. And I know that together we can do great things. I know that together we can make this again the greatest state of the greatest country in the world.
In the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless all of you. Thank you.
Jesus.
awesome. Joining us from Los Angeles, USC political science professor and former Dukakis campaign manager Susan Estridge. And in Washington, D.C. is the Washington...
Let me explain to you. When you see someone laughing and you don't know why that is, it's very simple. Because I'm in the shot. There has to be no other reason. Okay? So can you get your acting together now? And laugh with us? Because it's a very funny scene.
Jesus.
Oh, it's your governor.
Ryan, is in a one shot. Just for the one thing of me diving in. And then as soon as I land up there, I grab it and poof ahead, footsteps down like this.
This is your governor.
Like this. Just that we have that shot.
Thank God they do those annoying HBO behind the scenes things.
Look at that shot. Now that's what I call acting.
I'm numb. Yeah. I'm really numb.
Rightly so.
Let me just say, state of California, home of the Don and Mike show on many fine stations for the next 5 years at least. we are, God damn, same machine. We are thrilled.
We are because we hope that there will be 3 years, and that's what the rest of the term is, right? 3 years of bloopers, boners.
He's going to pull a boner.
Yeah, I think he'll pull a boner relatively soon.
Oh, yeah.
The eraser, which is the character that I play, is very professional about his job. And the job is the most important thing at this point in his life. And he lives a very disciplined life. But at the same time, he does have emotions. He does have, vulnerable sides to him. I will reach out to Republicans, to Democrats and Independents, to those who supported the recall and those who did not, those who supported me today and those who did not. I want to reach out to everybody, to young and old, rich and poor, people of all religions, all colors, all nationalities.
Poor.
I want to be the governor for the people. I want to represent everybody.
A lot of detail. A lot of detail in that speech. I like good people.
Hard to keep up with all that.
Surreal.
I just received a gracious phone call from Governor Davis.
He had to love that.
Yes.
Sucking on a tailpipe.
Gracious phone call from Governor Davis, who promised me that he would... No. Gracious phone call from Governor Davis, okay?
Good ad-libbing.
I really appreciated that call because he promised...
He's parroting what he's seen at other concessions.
...to make this transition smooth. And I really appreciated that phone call.
Smooth. S-M-O-O-F. Smooth. We'll make this smooth. Jay Leno.
Hey, you know, wouldn't you love to be behind the scenes if there was a camera following when he got that phone call? Is he on the line? Put him on.
Make him wait. But Arnold, he's on the phone right now.
That's okay. Make him wait longer.
Make him wait. So you did it. Congratulations. Now, here's a guy who says he voted for him, and it was a joke. Chris.
Guy Mike, radio guy.
Chris, you admit that you voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you just did it as a joke?
No, I didn't do it as a joke, but, I mean, if you look at it now, it's like a joke. I mean, people voted for him, and it's kind of I kind of equate it to sleeping with an ugly chick and then having to deal with it the next day. Something like that.
Yeah, well thought out. Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Here's someone else from California. Shane's in California.
Let's go to
Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, it's ridiculous. I mean, I voted for Kamejo just hoping that Schwarzenegger wouldn't get in there. He's an idiot. I can't stand to listen to him talk,
Here's the guy you were asking
about. I don't know. And hello from Modesto, California, home of Scott Peterson.
All right, thank you. No.
See, there are Californians who are embarrassed.
Incidentally, for those of you keeping track at home, that would be the wife and baby murderer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. There you go. Well, that's who voted for Arnold. And one last thing here. We do, being as Tom Arnold mentioned the hotel, we got the number.
Very good.
See if his room is comped.
I'm going to call and ask. See if he's there. Oh, I got to do this part off the air.
Very good. Right.
Second. I mean, he was like giving him a plug. Yes, Rich Carlton. Hi. Tom Arnold, please.
I'm calling from Governor Schwarzenegger's party.
It's party.
Party.
You got the balls?
Hello.
You want to pick it up?
Sure.
Hold on. Wait, till I'll give you the high sign. Hold on. It's line six. I'm not getting anything yet.
No, it's line five.
Should I pick up
a line five? Don't pick it up yet, because I'll tell him that I'm your... Not yet. Three rings. Four rings.
Mm.
We'll go to voicemail, and you can leave him a message.
Okay.
Five rings.
Oh, all right, there.
There's the beep. Go.
I'm getting dial tone up.
Yeah, hi. This again, we were calling. It was the Arnold Schwarzenegger party. Could we leave a message for Mr. Arnold in his room?
It would be your pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, what line are you on?
Five. I'm on five.
What did they tell you, six?
I think you got to put yours on hold, Mike. So I can punch it up here. There we go.
Can I do it over the microphone?
Yeah, I think so. They haven't connected us yet. Or have they connected us? I didn't hear a beep.
No, I didn't either. Tom, I want to thank you for the great...
Thank you.
Hello?
Record at the tone.
Here we go.
Tom! I can't tell you how excited I am. I've won the election, and thank you for your support. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to smoking a cigar with you. You're the greatest friend, and things are great, and I'm governor of California, and I want to move forward. Please come and call me as soon as you can, because I'm so excited. Yeah! This is great, you big pussy.
Who are you calling?
Tom Arnold.
He's an ass.
Dunkerstein. My balls.
Don't call Tom Arnold. Call other people, Arnold.
Jawohl.
All right.
Schnell, there's my schnitzel.
Hang up the phone.
Dunkerstein.
To re-record, press 1. To review your recording, press 2.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, I can't tell you how excited I am. I've won the election. And thank you for your support. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to smoking a cigar with you. You're the greatest friend, and things are great. And I'm governor of California, and I want to move forward. Please come and call me as soon as you can, because I'm so excited. Ah! This is great, you big pussy.
Who are you calling?
Tom Arnold.
He's an ass.
Dunkerstein. My balls. Don't call Tom Arnold.
Call other people, Arnold.
Have
all. All right.
Man, there's my schnitzel. Dunkerstein.
To re-record.
Yeah. No need. Beautifully done.
I think the credibility might be lost at the end.
Oh, that's half the fun. All right. This is going to be a brief. Match game is coming up next. I want to do one.
Just one.
Yes, hello. This is Aaron Spelling. How are you, darling? I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking. I was wondering if I could speak to Mr. Thomas Arnold. He may be in your hotel under a bogus name. Tom Arnold. And, of course, oh, sure, it's that quick.
Yeah.
Anybody can get through to Tom Arnold's room.
Sure. It's always been that way.
Now it'll probably be the thing again where it rings five times. Listen, we're going to play match game in our next break.
Cool.
And we have the four people from yesterday, so don't call, because we already have our contestants. Four rings. I just want to leave one as Aaron Spelling. Because it's Tom Arnold. We're dicking with Tom Arnold.
Sure, right? Absolutely.
Hello? Hello, Tom, are you there? Oh, now it's ringing through. Back to the operator. And this at a Ritz.
Surprising.
Yes, this is not Mr. Arnold. This is Mr. Aaron Spelling. And I wanted to leave a message on the voicemail for Mr. Tom Arnold. Thank you. Thank you. You should pick up the phone. She said, can I help you, Mr. Arnold? Can you help me, Mr. Arnold?
She put you through the voicemail again?
Yeah. I think if it's like before, we just got to wait a second.
Right.
Have it cycle through. Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Record at the tone.
Tom, Aaron Spelling here.
What can I say, baby? You're the greatest. From Melrose to the Love Boat and Hotel, this is Aaron Spelling for my daughter, Tori, saying congratulations to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tom Arnold, you ridiculous piece of crap. You talentless pig. How could you possibly have penetrated Roseanne Barr? Oh, you make me sick. This is Aaron Spelling. You douchebag. Go to hell. Dumbass.
To re-record, press 1. To review your recording, press 2.
I think mine was without your microphone, though.
I hope so. So I was laughing pretty good in the background.
Oh, no. Hold on.
To re-record, press 1. To review your recording.
I was laughing pretty good in the background. Oh, no.
Well, you can erase this.
To re-record, press 1.
I will.
Tom Arnold, Aaron Spelling, The Love Boat, Dynasty, these shows are me. You suck. You are the worst. You associate with Schwarzenegger. On you. That's from me, Aaron Spelling. I am the goddamn Love Boat.
Goodbye, then.
You douchebag. Goodbye, then.
To re-record, press 1.
No.
To review your recording, yes. Press 2.
Tom Arnold, Aaron Spelling, The Love Boat, Dynasty, these shows are me. You suck. You are the worst. You associate with Schwarzenegger. Ah! On you. That's from me, Aaron Spelling. I am the goddamn Love Boat. Goodbye, then. Douchebag. Goodbye, then.
To re-record, press 1. To review your recording, press 2. To erase, press 3.
I'm done.
He'll love that.
I'm done. Okay.
Yeah, he'll love that.
But that's Arnold. We'll have more on Arnold on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Yeah. I believe we're good. We're planning to have the first ever live interview with Arnold since winning the race.
Oh, good. Right.
And it'll be, gloves off, no holds barred.
Yeah, he's relaxed now. He doesn't have to be the candidate anymore.
Well, you heard it yesterday, debuted on the show. It's Rob Spiewak's latest buy from eBay, his fabulous, really like the one Gene Rayburn used on the Magic Game microphone, which I'm guessing sounds as great today as it did yesterday. Probably better. Well, we're going to play Magic Game 2003. Give someone a chance to win $100.
Very exciting.
I'd say call, but we got our players from yesterday.
We're lined up.
Stay right there, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Now, which one of my beauties will bump? The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a titty bar. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, titty bar, see you there tonight at the Crystal City Restaurant. We'll all be there.
I'm ready.
You know what? This one is also on Buzz's list, so don't blame me for this song.
It's wow. Left over
from Buzz's birthday.
My 2 days of Buzz's music.
No, this one is mine.
Oh, this is yours.
It's the Grassroots.
Happened to be on the list.
But it's on one of those queer CDs that
we share.
Buzz and I burn for each other.
On my birthday next June, will you do the same thing for me? Will you play all my music?
No. Well, because you forgot my birthday.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
But then I make it up for you? I thought I made it up to you.
No, of course you can, sure.
That'd be just fun. I'd like that.
And you know why I say that? Because I know you'll forget it. But I'll remind you of it. I'll remind you of it.
I will remember that.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
You won't remember. But I'll remind you.
I'll kill that cell.
Tonight, we will be at the Crystal City Restaurant in Crystal City, Virginia, about 8 o'clock. Me and my good friend, Tom Gavin, who I've always been dying to go to a titty bar with.
Sure.
That'll be tonight. Come down, you'll hear
Tom
it.
Tom is looking forward to it as much as you are, I think.
You'll hear it all on the radio tomorrow. Westwood One has a contest where you can win a trip to Los Angeles for the world premiere of Matrix Revolutions.
It's a big deal.
And, yeah, it's a big prize worth over $3,500. I, for the life of me, don't know what the phone number is. Go to WJFK.com. And they'll give you the phone number, and it's a prize exclusively for people who listen to this show. So you got a one in however many call in the chance to win.
Earlier in the week, we actually...
Six chance. Rob says we have six people listening. So you have one of six chance.
Rob, we blew the phone system out. Yeah, hello.
We did. Right, we did. Buzz, you got the number? What is it?
I do. It's 888-635-0643.
Call that number and you can register as often as you like. And now, postponed from yesterday, and we all heard the debacle with Rob's microphone. Let's just check it out again. Hi, Rob.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah, much better.
Thank you. Thank
you
so
much.
You
know, I think we went through all of this yesterday. Do you want to hear the open again still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get ready to match the stars.
Why wouldn't you?
It's Match Game 2003 with the stars. Don Geronimo.
Hitler voted for Arnold.
Mike O'Mara.
How are ya?
Michael J. Elston.
Hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Hello,
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. And before we meet our contestants, as always, we have to say hi to our panel of crazies. Hi, crazies.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, microphone sucks,
I know. You love him as Hector, the wacky next-door neighbor on the George Lopez show. Say hello to Don Geronimo. Don.
And, Rob, today I want to announce I'm playing for the Lisa Remedy Fund.
Excellent. But I have a question for you. Is George as funny off-camera as he is every Friday night on ABC?
I'll tell you when he's the most hilarious, Rob.
When
I get a glimpse of him in my front yard on that big John Deere.
Very good. Ex-Boston Red Sox slugger and no stranger to the broadcast booth, the five-time Peabody Award-winning Mr. Mike O'Mara. Mike, how do you feel about your Red Sox tonight?
I'm nervous, Rob, as I always am, but that's all right. I'll be keeping a great deal of pressure right on my taint.
What about the curse?
The curse does not exist, the curse of the Bambino.
Good for you. Nothing about the piano in the lake.
Not at all, and I love that microphone, Rob.
He's an ex-host of Nickelodeon's You Can't Do That on Television and a near graduate of several 12-step programs. He's Joe Artinger. Nice to see that the shaking has stopped, Joe.
Thank you, Rob. I'm feeling great today.
And welcome aboard. And, of course, the anchor of our panel and the star of the Lifetime Network's made-for-TV motion picture, Roy Horn.
That's right.
The man behind Siegfried Fischbacher. It's Michael J. Elston. Buzz, I understand you did all your own stunts. How was that for you?
I did. It was grueling, but I was able to survive.
Well, we'll look for that on Lifetime. Yeah. Stars, let's say hello to Doug and Todd, our contestants for round one.
That microphone, in case you weren't listening yesterday, and shame on you.
Yes.
I'll give you a brief snippet into what's happened. Rob has got a big, gigantic Woody for anything that has to do with old TV.
It's his new toy.
So he got on eBay, and he paid a ridiculous, I mean, much more than a week's salary, he paid a ridiculous amount of money.
Too much.
For a microphone. It's the same microphone that Gene Rayburn used on the Price is Right.
Yes.
On Match Game. And it's similar to the one that Bob Barker uses on The Price is Right.
Very much so.
And it sounds like crap, but Rob insists on using it.
You know, I think the problem is not the microphone. I think it's the studio.
So, yeah, I think you're probably right, Rob.
Here is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, crazies.
Doug from Reno, who started with us yesterday. And who was the other guy, Rob?
Todd.
Was it Todd? And it's... Todd.
Hello.
Hi, also, Todd.
Hi, how are you?
Todd is also from the West Coast, from California.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there, guys?
Doug?
Can you guys hear us?
I can hear you now.
All right, great.
Doug and Todd can both hear us.
Let's start the game.
Very good. Now, we did flip a coin backstage. Doug, as you recall, you won.
Yes, I did.
Excuse me.
So, we will start with Doug. Remember, don't answer until we ask you to. I need you to choose A or B, Doug.
Let's go with A.
A.
And here is your clue. Lisa Remedy. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Leah Remini. Enjoyed such success with her VH1 special that she's got another show in development. Its working title? Lifestyles of the Rich and Blank.
I'm in.
Doug, did you check out the Leah special that was on VH1?
Yes, I did.
I'm in.
Enjoyed such success with her VH1 special that she's got another show in development.
I'm in.
And its working title is Lifestyles of the Rich and Blank. Please, don't answer yet. Is the panel right?
Yeah, I think we're all set, Robbie.
Very good. Doug, Leah Remini's new show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Blank. How would you complete that?
How about Lifestyles of the Rich and Bitchy?
Bitchy.
Rich and bitchy.
Sounds good. Did you say bitchy, Don Geronimo?
No, and I can't use the word on the radio. I'm going to use the word that we use in code.
Okay.
I said rich and the bleeding cunny.
Ooh. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Not a match. Do you have Leah's bleeding cunny, or did you say bitchy?
I don't. I think you're going to be happy about this, sir. I had bitchy.
Bitchy's a match. Bitchy. Very good news there for Doug. Go. How about you, Joe?
I said Lifestyles of the Rich and Cunny.
Cunny, not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I've got another match for you, Rich and Bitchy.
Rich and Bitchy. I used to listen to them in the morning. Rich and Bitchy.
Probably sounded like your microphone. Your microphone sounds like bad AM radio, and it has to sound like that even to people who are listening to us on bad AM radio.
I think that's the only thing that sounds good on AM radio. Todd, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here is your clue. Please don't answer until we ask you. Everyone knows that the legendary broadcast team of Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff, and Frank Herzog do Redskins play-by-play together.
Hey, I thought you were going to have nothing about Sonny's teeth.
This isn't a tooth answer.
Okay. Hmm.
But you bet you didn't know that they also blank together.
Give it to me one more time.
Everyone knows that the legendary broadcast team of Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff, and Frank Herzog do Redskins radio play-by-play together, but I bet you didn't know that they also blank together.
I'm in.
Now, Todd, you're from out of town, but, you know, Sonny Jurgensen is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker ever played the game, and Frank Herzog is the glue that holds them together. They've been doing Redskins radio for a long time together, but I bet you didn't know that they blank together.
I'm in.
Is the panel right?
Yep.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah,
okay, very good.
Already
here. Okay. Todd, they do the Redskins radio together, but Sonny, Sam, and Frank also blank together. What say you?
Shower together.
Shower together. Wow, that would look good, wouldn't it?
Shower.
Don, do you have Sonny in the shower?
No, I said, and the setup was, again, that they do something together,
yeah,
these
they
three guys.
Together.
They clean their colostomy bags.
Wow. And even if it's in the shower, still not a match. How about you, Mike?
Rob, I said Sonny, Sam, and Frank BM together. With a picture.
That's what the writers were looking for.
Like my picture of BM?
I do. It's nice. It's a fresh one.
There it is.
Joe, do you have Little Red in the shower?
No, I said they all F together.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Joe, wild, Dirty Joey.
Wild card.
Joe.
Wild card Joe.
That's why they enjoy the road trips. How about you, Buzz?
What a variety of answers. I said they J-O together.
Wow. That would go into overtime, wouldn't it?
World's longest game.
Thank you very much.
All right. Beth, you're here all week.
Going into round two. Doug, you have the lead, and that means, Todd, you have the ability to guess A or B. Choose A or B, rather.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm so laughing at
hey.
Hey. Thank you so much.
Come on, Rob. Come on.
The beloved Broyhills, Lisa and Charlie, are still happily working out the newlywed kinks in their marriage. Uh-huh. Lisa's trying not to leave her makeup all over the bathroom, and Charlie's making every effort not to throw his blank on the bedroom floor anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Well, Todd, if you listen to the Don and Mike show, no doubt you know Charlie and Lisa, right? Todd, are you with me?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, here's your clue once again. They're working out the newlywed kinks in their marriage. Lisa's trying not to leave her makeup all over the bathroom, and Charlie's making every effort not to throw his blank on the bedroom floor anymore. Is the panel right?
No.
Oh. I'm in.
No, I'm sorry. I know what the answer is.
Okay. This is how you operate. Sometimes you're a curveball.
You rebel. You.
That's why we love having you on the top left of the panel, Don.
Okay, I'm in.
Very good.
I know what you're looking for, and I'm sorry I'm going to screw up the game.
No, you're not necessarily. It's one of the wrinkles that makes Match Game 03 so much fun. Todd, the beloved Broyhills, Lisa and Charlie, are still happily working out the newlywed kinks in their marriage. Lisa's trying not to leave her makeup all over the bathroom, and Charlie's making every effort not to throw his blank on the bedroom floor anymore. What say you, Todd?
His feces.
Charlie's feces. Very good. Sort of a monkey thing going on there. Do you have any of Charlie's feces, Don?
Yeah, you know, that, of course, was the... But I said his fantasy football guilt.
You had a personal agenda. That's against the rules.
There are no rules.
I'll look inside.
That's right.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
Well, I drew a nice picture of Charlie, and I put feces.
Is that Charlie?
That's Charlie.
Wow, that's a good likeness.
Tom, look at my picture of Charlie.
You're drawing him as a little heavier than he actually is.
Oh, I can't
look at his stomach. Because he's gaining some weight.
Hold on to that for the Match Game Gallery. How about you? What do you say, Joe?
I wrote feces.
All right.
Yeah.
As opposed to BM, which he also wrote down. How about you, Buzz?
Look at the matches. I wrote feces.
Wow, very cool. That's a big game
what a
for
great
you, Todd.
Word.
That is a good word. Okay, there's a good chance for you to regain your lead. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Doug, here is your clue. Hi, Charlie. We're all sorry to hear that Hole lead singer Courtney Love was hospitalized with a recent overdose. Very sad news. But doctors pumped her stomach and found several uppers, a dozen depressants, and almost a quart of blank.
Oh, man. Too easy.
Or is it? Doug, are you familiar with Courtney Love?
Yes, I am.
You like the Hole?
Love the Hole.
Yeah, Hole is good. We were all sorry to hear that Hole lead singer Courtney Love was hospitalized. I'm here all week. With a recent overdose, doctors pumped her stomach and found several uppers, a dozen depressants, and almost a quart of blank. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
Hold on.
Joe is in. Don, just completing his.
I'm ready, yeah.
Very good.
So to speak.
All right, Doug. We were all sorry to hear that Hole lead singer Courtney Love was hospitalized with a recent overdose. Doctors pumped her stomach and found several uppers, a dozen depressants, and almost a quart of blank. What do you say, Doug?
Semen.
Semen. Very good. She wasn't even in the Navy. Don, do you have Courtney Love semen?
Well, the judges are going to have to decide this, because I have in her stomach was...
Yes.
Corn, bugs, blood, tar, diarrhea, and semen.
I don't think so. I think... Well, judges say yes. Judges say yes. Very good. Yeah. Okay.
Good job.
The math.
Make them sweat it out. What do you say, Mike?
Jizz.
I said jizz.
Jizz, also a match.
Have you been to drawing school or something?
I
Your
have.
Answers look
it's
great.
It's raining, Mike. It's raining men.
It's raining hole. How about you, Joe?
I said jizz.
Jizz is a match. How about you, Buzz?
And complete with illustration, I said man juice.
Wow.
Let me see your illustration.
Buzz drew one with a tail on.
Very, very good. Todd and Doug, we go into this round with Doug with 6, Todd with 3. That means, Todd, you've got a lot of work to do. I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
Odd to choose B, isn't it? Todd, here is your clue. You know, it's lucky, rather, for Jennifer Lopez that she and Ben Affleck called off the wedding before they got married. If they had needed to get a divorce, Ben would have been entitled to half of her blank under the law.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Todd, you know it's lucky for Jennifer Lopez that she and Ben Affleck, or as Don calls them, Bennifer J. Fleck, called the wedding off before they actually got married. If they had needed to get a divorce, Ben would have been entitled to half of her blank under the law. No answer yet. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm in.
Very, very good. Todd, lucky that they called it off, because if they had gotten married and gotten a divorce, Ben would have been entitled to half of her blank. What do you say?
Her butt.
Her butt. Mm-hmm.
Her butt.
How very third grade of you. How very nice. Don, do you have Jennifer Lopez's butt?
Technically, I said he gets half of her hemorrhoids. So I don't think that
Judges,
that's...
No, yeah, not quite. Right there. How about you?
Not a match. Sorry, trying to be funny. Sorry.
I said half of her ass.
That's a match. Like yeah. That. How about you, Joe?
I said ass or turd cutter.
Both acceptable. How about you, Buzz?
I said hot Latina ass.
Oh. Okay, well, now this is great.
And everybody's doing the pictures now. Isn't that wonderful?
We've got a tie game. Doug, you need only one to win. No pressure, okay?
No pressure.
Very good. And here is Doug's clue.
Yeah. You're listening to Rob Spiewag on AM radio. The microphone, Rob, is... But you should see the way he cradles it. And
he's loving now, it.
He's able to walk around and...
That Gleason hand position.
The dream come true. This is really great.
He's pretending he's a game show host.
Oh, my God.
Dougie, are you there? Can you believe that off-screen sweethearts Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart still have not gotten married? It's true. It seems that Calista doesn't want to take the next step until Harrison blanks.
Oh, I'm in.
So many ways you can go, Doug. Can you believe that off-screen sweethearts Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart still haven't gotten married? Seems that Calista doesn't want to take the next step until Harrison Ford blanks.
I'm blank.
Are you in, Buzz?
It's tough. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm in.
No, I go with the old standby. Joe?
Sonny.
I'm in.
Yeah, okay.
Kidding, of course. The panel is right. Doug, are you ready?
Here.
Okay, can you believe that off-screen sweethearts Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart still have not gotten married? Seems that Calista didn't want to take the next step until Harrison Ford blanks. What say you, Doug?
Croaks.
Guys.
Croaks.
Croaks. Don, do you have a death wish?
No, I said
for Harrison Ford.
They wouldn't make it until he has a solid bowel movement.
Could be a while then.
Sorry,
could be a while. How about you, Mike?
Great minds think alike. I said until he BM.
Oh no, match there, Joe.
I said until he stops effing D, Rob.
Wow. Joe. Wow.
Now, Joe, is that a political commentary on...
No, I was just out of ideas.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I was wondering if you're addressing me if you don't like Harrison Ford as an
That's
actor.
That's what I was thinking.
Or just anything. How about you, Buzz?
You can count on me for a match, sir. Dies.
And a nice headstone. That makes Doug our winner. Doug, we'll see you.
Yay!
Final match.
Yes. All right, Doug.
Yes.
Good for you. That means Todd.
Uh-huh.
You're out of here.
Okay.
But Todd, wait, you have won the Halloween mask from anymask.com.
It's a Harrison Ford mask.
Order yours on the web today with free shipping at www.anymask.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you. And that means I put this guy on hold and put the other guy on hold. And when we come back, it'll be two new people, right?
Right, and the winner of that match will determine who plays Doug in final match.
Well, I only see one more up on the screen, so... I mean, I see lots of morons. I mean, moron up on the screen, but I only see one more on the screen.
Right.
One more name.
That means we can have another contestant.
Yay! 877-365-3636. Rob, with your antiquated... What's the model number on it again?
The telescoping Sony ECM-51.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Take us to break.
We'll be right back after Harrison Ford stops sucking D.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love to root for the home teams.
I hear that, dog. And it's nice to know that Singular Wireless is rooting for you. With Singular on your side, you'll win with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get Family Talk with nationwide long distance.
Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month. A plan started $39.99. Share your minutes, and you only have to keep up with one bill. Mike, would you say that this is a testimonial?
Yes, I testify to the fact that I love Singular Wireless, and so does my 83-year-old mom, who raves about it night and day.
Make sure you tell them that Don and Mike sent ye.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details.
WJFK.
All right, there you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, I'm not a writer. If I would write, no one would go to see the movie, so therefore I don't write.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, I think. Thank you very much, I think. Tonight is a testament of just how important one appearance on The Tonight Show can be, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the critics said, well, Arnold can't be an administrator. He's an actor. Oh, Arnold can't be an environmentalist. He's an actor. Oh, Arnold can't be governor. He's an actor. And, of course, Arnold was thrilled. For the first time in his career, the critics are calling him an actor, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a historic night.
No, he's not retarded.
Apparently, we have all been wrong. It is pronounced California. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the great state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta.
The Don and Mike Show. When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
Damn straight about that.
Yummy, yummy.
All right, let's get back to Match Game, where we have two new contestants. I'll save you the trouble with Rob and his microphone and tell you that. Let me see. We have Brett from Wichita.
Hello.
Listening on KFH FM and KFH AM. And from Rochester. On WHTK, here is Matthew. I got everybody there. Matthew?
Yes, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hi, gentleperson. So we've got Brett and Matthew.
Good evening, gentleperson.
And Rob with his ridiculous queer Gene Rayburn microphone. I think we know how to play.
Yeah, but it's not queer.
No, it's not queer at all.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and play the next round.
Very good. As you know, we flipped a coin backstage. Brett, you were lucky enough to win that, so I need you to pick A or B.
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 And here is your clue. Ah, good news. The new Elvis Presley Graceland catalog is out, and the collectors are clamoring for this season's featured Elvis collectible. It's a beautiful 14-karat gold blank. You like Elvis, Brett?
No.
Ah, then this is a good clue for you. The new Elvis Presley Graceland catalog is out, and the collectors are just clamoring. They're out of their mind for this season's featured Elvis collectible. It's a beautiful 14-karat gold blank. Please don't answer yet. Don, not in? I know Mike.
No, I'm in. Not in. I'm not in yet.
I'm in. All right, the panel is right, and Brett, non-Elvis fan, here is your clue. The new Elvis Presley Graceland catalog is out, and the collectors are clamoring for this season's featured Elvis collectible. It's a beautiful 14-karat gold blank. Brett, what do you say?
Colon.
Colon. A beautiful 14-karat gold colon, and I like your answer. Like the way this man thinks. What do you say, Don?
I've asked the judges. I said a Klingon.
No, not a match. You know, that,
like, that. Like a dingleberry.
Can you read the question one more time?
I can. It's the new Elvis Presley collectible that everyone's clamoring for. A beautiful 14-karat gold...
long gay microphone.
Ouch. Wow. You know what's sad? I'd buy it. What do you say, Joe?
I said toilet.
A toilet. Ooh, toilet. Match. I thought colon would do better than that. How about you, Buzz?
Mr. Match here with colon.
What? Hey, nice picture of the colon.
Thank
too.
You. Who would know better?
But that's too healthy looking for Elvis, I think.
Thank you. I can't hear Buzz either.
Ah, it was a match, sir.
It was a match. Oh, I can fix that. Say hi to Buzz.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Ah, nice.
Much better. Matthew.
Ooh, yes. Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Matthew.
Yes.
Sad to tell you, there was big trouble at the Burbank house last night. Uh-oh. Right before Buzz's birthday party, Marcia realized she didn't have any candles. So she decided to decorate Buzz's cake with 50 blanks.
I'm in.
I'm in. Be interesting how Buzz answers this since he was there. Matthew, did you want to take this time to say happy birthday to Buzz?
Yes, happy belated birthday, Buzz.
Why, thank you.
Big trouble at the Burbank house last night, right before Buzz's birthday party. Marcia realized she didn't have any candles, not a one, so she decided to decorate Buzz's cake with 50 blanks.
I'm going to say big...
Hold it, not yet. Wait until you're asked. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yes, Don, what do you... I'm sorry, Matthew, now, what is your answer?
I'm going to say big black dildos.
Dildos. Lucky she had 50 of those. Don, do you have Marcia's big black dildo?
No, I don't, Rob.
Really?
But I said she decorated Buzz's cake with 50 tombstones.
Oh.
Sorry.
The dark side. Well, they're about the same size as candles, Rob. I said she decorated the cake with 50 joints.
Ah, good picture. Not a match, though. Joe, dildo?
I said joints, Rob.
Hey, way to go, Joe.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea. Joe.
Amazingly, Mike drew a better picture. How about you, Buzz?
The contestant's friend. I said dildos.
Hey! Got it. Wow. Over there?
But now, it wasn't big black dildos, but the judges will give it to him.
Yes, that's much closer than Klingon versus colon. You know how the judges operate. Tie game at one each. Brett, we go back to you to choose A or B.
A.
Oh, this is timely. ABC has just announced a new plan to deal with the death of John Ritter. They're going to replace him with WJFK-FM's general manager, Alan Linewan. And this is news. The revamped show will now be called 8 Simple Rules for Blank.
I'm in.
You ever hear Alan on the show, Brett?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Should be a cakewalk for you, then. ABC has just announced a new plan to deal with the death of John Ritter. They're going to replace him with WJFK-FM general manager Alan Linewan, and the revamped show will now be called 8 Simple Rules for Blank. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Mike, you in?
I'm in.
Very good. Brett, the new ABC show with Alan Linewan, 8 Simple Rules for Blank. What do you say?
Oh, this is a tough one.
It is. It's a tough game.
I would have to say saving money.
Hey.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's a good answer. Do you have saving money?
No, I don't, and I cannot repeat my answer.
Oh,
can you at least show it to the panel?
So it's 8 Simple Rules for...
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. Well,
wow, way harsh.
I will tell you, though.
That's strong.
That is not a match, but a good thought. How about you, Mike?
8 Simple Rules for Screwing a Client.
Oh, not a match.
And look at my picture of Alan. That's very good.
Like the caveman Alan.
I would watch that.
That's the Alan's there.
Mirthless, cold.
I like
Joe. How about you, Joe?
I said 8 Simple Rules for Giving Joe an Effing Raise.
Wow. You see, that would be
had the agenda. Yeah. Joe had the agenda, just I couldn't read mine on the radio.
And I had the agenda.
That would be a fantasy show. What do you say, Buzz?
I said 8 Simple Rules for Wrecking a Radio Station.
You know what? 5 different answers. 5 great answers.
Yeah.
And Brett, it's still a tie game. So, Matthew, I need you to answer this clue. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
America is excited about the upcoming Simon and Garfunkel reunion tour.
Oh, yeah.
They
are. They are, really.
It's palpable. It's But it appears their fan base may be getting a bit older. Huh. At the concert, the souvenir vendors will be selling T-shirts, programs, and blank.
I'm in.
Matthew, how old of a guy are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, so you love Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, they're the best.
Sure, Bookends, all those great albums from when you were a kid.
I'm in.
America's excited about the upcoming Simon and Garfunkel reunion tour, but it appears their fan base may be getting a bit older. At the concert, the souvenir vendors will be selling T-shirts, programs, and blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Matthew, what do you say? T-shirts, programs, and what?
Fiber.
Fiverr.
Fiverr.
That's a helpful hint. Don, do you have Simon and Garfunkel's Fiverr?
No, I said they'd be with that other stuff, they'd be selling catheters.
Oh, and the official one with the Simon and Garfunkel logo. What do you say, Mike? Do you say Fiverr?
No, I said at their concert they'll be selling Depend undergarments.
And then Mike wrote something we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that now. It's like it's funny, but we're the only ones getting it.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay, I did it first.
In the corner stands a boxer. Joe, what did you say?
Simple and sweet, dentures.
Dentures, very good. Not a match, though. How about you, Bob?
I said Viagra.
Oh.
There you go.
And he actually finished it out, too.
Yes.
Very nice. All right, still a tie game at one. This is a horse race. Brett, I need you to pick A or B.
Let's go with A again.
Hey! And here is your clue. Say, did you know that Rob Spiewak, this is about me, did you know that Rob Spiewak was responsible for getting the cake for his son's first birthday party last
week? Rob Spiewak!
Thank you. But it wasn't an easy task. Most bakers don't like to decorate a cake with blank.
Oh.
I'm in.
You know, Brett, my son turned one last week.
I'm in.
Can you repeat it again?
I can. I was just waiting for you to wish happy birthday to my son.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your son.
Yeah, whatever. It was lost. Did you know that Rob Spiewak was responsible for getting the cake for his son's first birthday party? But it wasn't an easy task. Daunting, actually. Most bakers don't like to decorate a cake with blank.
Okay.
Don't answer yet. Is the panel right?
Panel's right.
Panel's right. Very good. All right, Brett. Most bakers don't like to decorate a cake with blank. With a what?
Nazi swastikas.
Oh, as opposed to what other kind of swastika?
Right.
Exactly. Don, do you have a Nazi swastika?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
And they also wrote, the other my other was SpongeBob. Nazi pants. SpongeBob Nazi pants.
I like SpongeBob Nazi.
But I also just have, yes, that's
there it is.
That's right.
Or as he's called over there, SpongeBob Lederhosen. But that is a match. Congratulations. Do you have a Nazi swastika over there, Michael?
No, I don't, Rob. I actually said the bakers don't like to decorate their cakes with long game microphones.
Amazing. No match there. How about you, Joe?
I said icing that says Charlie's not bitter about fantasy football.
Hey!
Wow. Joe, thank you.
Just out
I
of
like
control.
The way, this is the way it should be,
hey,
guys.
Wow. Everyone has got thoughts to communicate.
Not this time, just a swastika.
That's there another nice piece of artwork over there.
Matt.
All right, now this puts Matthew in a weird position. You need two to tie and three to win. So I need you to concentrate very carefully. Matthew, are you ready?
Yes. Rob, we need you to take this a little more seriously.
Love this game.
I mean, look at him. It's a totally different body language with Rob now that he's holding the Gene Rayburn.
Absolutely.
Sony EC
PCM51.
You gotta take him out of teacher fall. It's fun to pretend.
Next time we need the brown leisure suit.
Okay, very good, Joe. I'll leave you in charge of that.
And some color toner.
Most folks, Matthew, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Good boy. Most folks are gossiping about how the 5 stars of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy signed a bad contract for a very meager salary, but there is a bright side. The deal includes an unlimited supply of all the blank that they want.
I'm in.
You watch that Queer Eye show, Matthew?
No, sir.
I've never seen it myself, but these guys, Carson, Tom, Ted, Kyan, and Jay, apparently they signed a contract for not very much money, but apparently the bright side is the deal includes an unlimited supply of all the blank that they want. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Us is in?
I'm in.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're in.
I've got to learn not to look over what Don's writing. Matthew, the deal for the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy fellas, they have a deal for unlimited supply, all the blank they want. What say you?
I'm going to say dick.
I think that'll probably be... Charlie, will that be deleted?
That's good. We can repeat it.
All the blank they want for the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Sounds okay to me.
All right, well, anyway, he said D.
He did say D. Very good. We would also accept Richard. Don, do you have Richard?
No, I said they could get all the rim jobs they want.
Wow. How much delay do we have?
I don't know.
He went there again.
I don't know.
I go there a lot, at least on this show I do.
Right.
No match. Mike, what say you?
I said they get all the long game microphones.
That was so easy. I'm sorry Matt didn't go there.
about.
What do you say, Joe?
I said the same thing as the other guy with the different word, starting with C.
Joe.
And a picture.
Wow. That's a match.
That's a match.
Yeah.
That's a match. Joe really being into the gay culture said that, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo and then drew a picture.
Wow.
Check that out on Joe's website. What do you say, Buzz?
I said D.
There you go.
Thank you.
Very good. Let me total this. It's 3-3. It's a tie game. Joe, I need you to flip a coin for these gentlemen.
Here it goes.
I need you to flip a real coin, Joe.
Oh. Rob, you take it so goddamn seriously.
Well, we need to flip a coin because they're tied.
Here we go.
Just random.
Okay, Brett, call it in the air. Good.
Heads.
Heads. It is heads. Brett, we will see you in the final match.
Yay.
All right, that means Brett, you're in the final match. And Matthew, you've won the Halloween mask provided by Animask.com, your kind of mask store. Go to the web. Free shipping, www.anymask.com. Thanks for listening, Brett. Brett, I'm sorry. So when we come back, it'll be
Doug and Brett in final match.
That microphone sounds awful, Rob.
We're having fun with the microphone, aren't we?
I am. Sounds fine to me. Doug and Brett will be in final match, and the winner of that will see who goes to Big Money Super Match.
Now, I just want to say something, that my performance today to the layman out there might be pedestrian. But I want to tell you, the stuff that I've written down and thrown away has been really good stuff that I've not been able to read on the air.
Oh, yes. Some of this, you know, that should be on the uncensored album.
Mm-hmm. Look for it on the box.
The coffee table book.
It could never be. And I would have to say, I like Mike's answers about the long microphone. Uh-huh. And Buzz's answers always are sharp. Joe, drawing the male appendage was a little weird.
Yeah.
And drawing it going into a guy's mouth.
But it was funny.
It was funny, and I think he's sort of taken the Charles Nelson Reilly role.
Don, think of it as a long gay microphone.
Joe.
No, Joe, that's the Sony ECM faggot.
All right, Rob, take us out with your bad eBay microphone.
We will be back with more Match Game coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, here's the deal, tonight we're going to the Titty Bar with Tom Gavin to pay off the bet.
Right.
Bringing a tape recorder with us. That'll be at the Crystal City Restaurant here in the D.C. Metro. We'll be there tonight starting at 8 o'clock. Be there exactly 1 hour. Me at a table with Tom, Mike at a table with everybody else. You'll hear the raw tape on tomorrow's episode. Plus, tomorrow we're going to have tickets to give away. Win them before you can buy them to see Aerosmith and Kiss. We argued about this concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
about who should be there and who shouldn't be there.
Doesn't matter. There's something for everybody.
That's Aerosmith and Kiss. One stage, one night, MCI Center, Thursday, November 20. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. We will give them away on tomorrow's episode. And now, please see if I follow this, Rob, with your long gay microphone.
It's not gay.
That the two guys who won in the previous rounds play in this round, and one of them wins $100.
That's right, and then they'll go to Big Money Supermatch for a chance to win $50 bonus.
Come on, Big Money.
Okay, so let's see. I welcome back in Doug from Reno.
Right.
Oh.
And Brett from Wichita.
Right. Hi, boys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, guys?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, they're both there. Let's play, Rob. We know how to play.
Very, very good. Doug, you won the coin flip backstage. Your luck continues. I need you to pick A or B.
Let's go with B this time.
B. B. And here we go for Doug. Blue B.
Lick my bees.
Lick the bees. A noted crotchety Catholic, Pope John Paul II, made a rare appearance in Vatican Square this week. He prayed for a peaceful world. Then he prayed for a blank.
I'm in.
Hold on. I got to find where I put the music. There it is.
Ah, the think music. Doug, you a big fan of JP2, Doug?
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
I'm in.
Always good to play it safe. Crotchety Catholic, Pope John Paul II, made a rare appearance in Vatican Square this week. He prayed for a peaceful world, and then he prayed for a blank. Is the panel in?
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'm in.
Very good. Don? You're in?
You gotta ask the guy first.
Oh, very good, okay. Doug, crotchety Catholic Pope John Paul II made a rare appearance in Vatican Square this week. He prayed, get any on you? He prayed for a peaceful world, then he prayed for a blank. What say you, Doug?
How about an altar boy?
Pretty good. Shock, shock.
Ooh.
Do you have... We don't like it on D's in the morning. Do you have altar boy, Don?
No, I said he was, whatever the setup was, he was waiting for...
He prayed for a...
Yeah, he prayed for another life-saving breath of oxygen. Sorry.
And good luck with that, JP, too. Mike?
I said he prayed for a solid stool.
Stool. Good picture.
Nice hat.
And I like the spelling of stool.
Thank you.
Stooley.
Yeah, right.
How about you, Joe? What'd you say?
I said he prayed for a wow sticker.
Wow.
I believe the show has just stopped.
That was horrible.
I just heard it slip into reverse. I think we might need some transmission fluid. Buzz, they can usually Don count on you to match.
Don is looking for an appropriate tape.
But not in this case. I just matched Mike with a good BM.
Oh, okay. No matches.
Those are the crickets responding to Mr. Ardinger's answer.
Right.
Joe.
Perhaps I should explain.
Why don't you please?
I was just reading the affidavit against Infinity back on the
computer. I get it. It's the whole Catholic Church
right
thing.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, okay.
All right, now I understand.
To be there. Let us all pray.
Thanks, Joe.
I didn't want to say altar boy. It might have sounded too gay.
Oh, God.
Joe always erring on the side of what's politically correct.
And I should say, not that there's anything wrong with that.
With what? With having sex with altar boys?
No, with being gay.
What if you're gay and you have sex with altar boys?
That's a bad thing.
That's wrong.
That's bad.
But it's always good to err on the side of incomprehensibility.
Absolutely.
Brett, are you ready for your clue?
Indeed.
Very good. Experts say that Arnold Schwarzenegger winning the California election might actually end up being good for the state. Pundits predict that the Arnold victory will mean a marked increase in morale and a sharp decrease in blank.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
Brett, where are you from? I forget. Is it Reno?
Wichita.
Did you vote for Arnold?
No.
Okay, I'm kidding, of course.
Can I say that again? Uh-huh.
Yes, experts say that the Arnold Schwarzenegger winning the California election might just end up being good for the state. Pundits predict that the Arnold victory will mean a marked increase in morale and a sharp decrease in blank.
Okay.
Mike, you in?
I'm in.
Joe?
Panelist
I'm
Brett?
In. I'm in.
And Buzz is in. Brett?
Right.
Arnold wins, it means morale goes up and blank goes down. What did you say?
The world.
A sharp decrease in the world.
The world.
I have no clue. This one's hard.
You didn't even want to say wow sticker on that?
No, that would be even worse.
Yeah, well, perhaps you're right. Don, do you have the world?
Well, right here in my hands, Rob.
Yes.
The whole wide world.
Whole world? Yeah.
Well, the setup again, though, is
Arnold winning the California election will mean an increase in morale and a sharp decrease in blank.
Chest, groin, and ass groping.
Oh, very true. Very true, but not that.
Ass groping.
What do you say there, Mike?
I said an increase in morale and a decrease in IQ.
Oh, yes. Very good. Perhaps what the writers were looking for. What say you, Joe?
I said a decrease in long gay microphones.
Ah.
That's Joke.
It's spreading like a plague. How about you, Buzz?
Well, again, I match Mike with intelligence.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So, no matches there. It remains a tie game at zero. Doug. Dougie, my boy. A or B?
I should have known.
Dougie.
Let me stick with Doug, A this time.
Doug E. Fresh. And who was the other guy? The other guy was, like, chatting to somebody.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Brad?
We're not interrupting, are we?
No, I apologize.
Oh, good.
Watch it. You watch your ass. We got your eye on you. Doug, did you say A or B?
I said A.
Hey.
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 Doug.
Yes.
Have you heard about the new Liza Minnelli Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very nice. All you need is a wig, a fabulous gown, and blank.
All right.
And then the new Liza Minnelli Halloween costume. It's very nice. All you need is a wig, a fabulous gown, and a blank. Doug, I can read in your voice. You love Liza, don't you?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Give it to me one more time, Rob.
Have you heard about the new Liza Minnelli Halloween costume? It's very nice. All you need is a wig, a fabulous gown, and a blank. Then you can go out trick-or-treating as Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S. Because Lisa with an S goes not.
I'm in, everybody. Joe, you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Mike?
Very good. All right, Doug, the new Liza Minnelli Halloween costume, very nice. Nice. All you need is a wig, a fabulous gown. Nice! And a blank. What say you, Doug?
An ex-gay husband.
Ex-gay husband or a gay ex-husband. Very good. Do you have a gay ex-husband? Don, do you have a gay ex-husband?
I do, but let's not talk about it now.
Very good.
I thought this was about the Liza Minnelli costume. I said it comes with a big hairy balls.
Oh, yeah. Which is better because last year, big hairy balls not included. Mike.
I said it comes with a strap-on.
Very good. Not a match. How about you, Joe?
I said a facelift.
Oh, yes, just keep looking in the box. The facelift is in there. Buzz.
Matched again with gay husband.
Nice, wow. Very good. That's why he's the anchor of the panel, ladies
right.
and gentlemen. Very
Here
good.
There you go, Buzz Burbank, the listener's friend.
Very good.
All right, Brett Summers, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Poor Rush Limbaugh. First it was the pills, and now the National Enquirer says they have proof that over the last 3 years, El Rushbo has also swallowed over 4,000 blanks.
I'm in.
You a fan of Rush, Brett?
No.
No. Like some of their albums. Poor Rush Limbaugh. First it was the pills, and now the National Enquirer says that they have proof that over the past 3 years...
I'm in.
El Rushbo has also swallowed over 4,000 blanks. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Yeah. All right, Brett. El Rushbo has also swallowed over 4,000 blanks. What do you say?
Judging on that, everyone's had this answer in the last five. Big, long, gay microphone.
Okay, very good. Very good. That's a good answer. He's playing the odds. Don, do you have a long, big, gay microphone?
Yes, yes, but I didn't write it down.
Okay, what did you write down?
That he took 4,000...
Swallowed 4,000?
Suppositories.
Yeah. And didn't understand why they didn't work. How about you, Mike?
I said he swallowed 4,000 boogers.
No,
these are tasty.
No match, what do you say?
I said sperm.
You got boogers in my hemorrhoids.
You got hemorrhoids in my boogers.
And you got sperm in our hemorrhoids and boogers.
They all taste great together.
Very good. And Buzz, what do you say?
I said suppositories.
Suppository. Oh, a man on the panel,
yeah.
But nothing there. All right, Brett, because you are behind, you need to pick A or B. You need to really do some catch-up work here.
I would say B.
B. Very good. And here is your clue. Radio's Mike O'Mara has enjoyed great success so far with his new butler, Raymond R.J. Diaz. Mike appreciates the assistance with daily activities, and R.J. likes that he never has to wash Mike's blank.
It's easy.
It is easy.
I'm in.
Brett Summers, did you hear R.J. in the studio yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Fascinating individual, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Very nicely dressed, too. Radio's Mike O'Mara has enjoyed great success with his new butler, Raymond Diaz. Mike appreciates the assistance with daily activities. And R.J. likes that he never has to wash Mike's blank. Please don't answer yet. Is the panel right?
I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Very good.
Yeah, we're all set, right?
All right. R.J. Diaz, Mike likes the help with the daily activities, and R.J. likes that he never has to wash Mike's blank. What do you say, Brett?
I would say D and B's.
D and B's. Yeah. Nether regions. Very good. What do you say, Don? Do you match that?
No, I'm sorry. I said that R.J.'s happy because he never has to wash Mike's hookers.
Oh. Not a match. Nasty activity. How about you? Mike, you know.
I said he never has to wash my mouth out with soap.
Oh, because... How about you? What do you say, Joe?
Judges, I said ass.
No, he does that.
Not a match.
Close. Very and good. Yet so far away.
What do you say, Buzz?
No match at all. I said underwear.
Underwear. Oh.
Hey.
That means that Doug gets to go to a Big Money Super Match without even completing this round.
So wow. He won $100,
yes,
right?
Congratulations, Doug. You won $100.
Doug, wow.
Very good.
And that means Brett in Wichita, KFH FM and AM, you've come all this way, and you get the Halloween mask.
Right.
Provided by AnyMask.com. Free shipping. Go to www.anymask.com. Thanks. See you later, loser.
Yeah, piss off.
And as you know, no one leaves match game unhappy.
There you go.
Yeah, great.
This other guy has the chance to win an additional $50.
Exactly. You can go from $100 to $150. Doug, you're going to Big Money Super Match. We need you to pick a star to try to match, be it Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Joe Ardinger, or Buzz Elston. Who do you choose?
Ooh. I got to go with my man, Buzz.
Very
Buzz.
Good.
Right. Buzz.
Very good. So here's how this will work. I will give Buzz the clue, he will lock in his answer, and the other panel will give you suggestions that you can choose to go with or perhaps go out on your own. Buzz?
Okay.
I need you to work on your ESP and try and lock in How will you answer this? It's sort of appropriate with yesterday's show.
Uh-huh.
Birthday blank. Birthday blank.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Buzz is...
I'm in.
Oh, you're in already.
I'm in.
It's already in.
Right.
Birthday blank. All right? You've locked in your answer?
Yes. Yes,
now,
I
the
have.
Panel will offer suggestions that you can either go with or go on your own. Don, how would you complete birthday blank?
First thing, birthday cake.
Birthday cake. Delicious. How about you, Mike?
Birthday suit.
Birthday suit. Naked. Dirty. How about you, Joe?
Can I agree with Don?
No.
Oh, okay. Birthday candles.
Birthday candles. All good answers. So the suggestions from the panel there, Brett, was birthday cake, birthday suit, birthday candles. You can choose any of those or go out on your own. What do you say?
Boy, that's a tough one.
It is.
With the spirit of today's show, I think I'll go with birthday suit.
Birthday suit. Ah, because of the dancer.
Right.
Very good.
Where are you going from? Oh, no, never mind. You're not from California.
Nah.
I was just going to ask who you voted for.
Well, I snuck across the state lines yesterday, and I voted for Mary Carey.
Hey, there you go.
Porn star.
That's our candidate.
I think that's terrific. Buzz, judging from your tone, I don't like his chance. What did you say?
I said cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Birthday cake.
All right.
Cake. Oh, and that means... He gets the $100 and that's it.
Wow. Yeah, but that's pretty good, and we can throw the $50 back in the hopper for
the
next time.
The hopper.
The hopper.
Well, then that's it. Okay, goodbye to you, sir.
Goodbye to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Bye then.
Bye.
Rob, you think the next... We play this game. We do this bit like every 3 months.
Rob,
right.
Yeah.
Do you think by then the microphone will be well?
Yes, I do. I guarantee it.
You're going to fix it?
Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
I don't believe you.
All right, well then,
I'll help him.
Do your banter, and then I've got the tape thing, so we're all done here.
All right. Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
And thank all of you for watching Match Game 03. So long, everybody.
And I'd remind everybody that we'll all be down at the Crystal City Restaurant tonight with Tom Gavin at the Titty Bar.
Yeah. Come see me in my big gay microphone.
And again, it's the machines, or it's the this is really drives me crazy. It just queued up. Hold on. It just queued up.
Portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast. Match Game 2003 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I know you love the details, Rob.
It's not just a radio game. It's a fantasy land for Rob.
Back to real life.
Yeah, now. Get the real world.
There we go.
Now we're going to the world of Buzz.
Now you can turn that thing off now?
Yeah.
Your funny microphone?
Only if you want me to.
Yeah. Please.
Turn it on.
Come in.
Do the thing you did yesterday. We actually turn it off and it telescopes back to its...
There it is. Down to 10 inches.
Can I do one thing in it?
Yes, but I hope you don't break it.
I won't.
Yeah. Very good.
Gordo, I have the urinate.
There you go.
Hey, that sounded good.
Yeah. Just unplugged it, and now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is, right there.
He made it up.
And let me guess, it's good. Your lead story has to be about one of Hitler's best friends.
Yes, of course it is. First, I want to present you with my thank you card for today's birthday nude.
He has that nude on the brain.
Thanking you.
Buzz has got this thing.
Yes, I do.
This thing between his legs. That really is just driving him today.
Yeah, absolutely. He enjoyed his day today.
I imagine when you get into your car tonight to go down to the Crystal City Restaurant, you're going to drive your car a la Tommy Lee.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember Tommy Lee driving the boat?
Yeah. Buzz is looking forward to the Crystal City Restaurant. It has nothing to do with watching you with Tom Gavin.
Nothing at all.
No. Buzz is, never mind.
Yeah.
He's a hard guy to figure out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. He's a complex man.
Yes, I am.
He is. And if they ever made a statue to Buzz, boy, what an erection that would be. It'd
be phenomenal.
It'd be a gigantic erection.
It'd be like a big sundial.
You're right about our lead. Tonight, it's California Did Not Let Us Down. Chapter 1 of The Governator is next.
So, you know, he's uncomfortable when he jumps in and, like, wants to change the topic.
Yeah, we're thinking about him as a sundial.
Ever forward.
Just away from the fact that he's walking around today, you know, with a giant boner.
Let me check the time.
All day. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Pro
profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, it's time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed and clinically tested Duramax works. Right at GNC, other retailers try it today. 1-888 try VMAX. From Providence, Rhode Island, Tavares.
Oh, that's tight. They are from Providence. Buzz?
Yes.
Just ahead of your news.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't help but noticing that out there in the mailboxes, everybody here has a copy of the, you know, we get that jive jerk face newsletter, the CBS newsletter every month.
The Insider.
Yeah, well, they've got one here for the CBS cluster of stations in the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, really?
It's a little newsletter, but they don't go to the time or trouble that they do with the company newsletter. This one looks like someone just went to a Xerox machine and said, give me 100 black and white copies.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's only one side.
No color toner.
So it's only on one side.
Uh-huh.
You know, at least the one you get from CBS and Viacom, it's got stuff on both sides.
Right. Wait, anything interesting in there?
Well, let's see. The first page has market insights from Michael Hughes, who hates hearing his name on the radio.
Yeah.
Senior Vice President and Market Manager.
Very good.
He's very good.
Who, incidentally, a couple of days ago, and Rob was a witness,
yeah,
gave me perhaps the weakest handshake that I've ever felt from a guy whose sexuality I was pretty sure about.
I like it. Well, you mentioned the one, you've always talked about the one that you got that you hated was Elton John.
Elton John.
Right.
Michael Hughes's was less clammy, but as muscular as Elton John's handshake.
So basically just touching hands.
Yeah, because I reached out, it's the first time since we had gone through all the stuff with the company, I reached out my hand and said, hey, how are you? And it was that half. He half reached out, and our fingers just kind of touched.
Ew.
Never really did the
That's
thing.
Very disturbing.
I really didn't know if you were supposed to shake his hand or kiss his hand. The way he offered it was sort of like that.
Nice to meet you.
So the first page of this thing starts with Michael Hughes talking about how there's some bank. You know, this is, can I just say, this is what's wrong with radio. That these guys, instead of fixing the broken stations, they're writing memos that go to everybody in the company about how there's a bank that's open 7 days a week. Somewhere he found a bank that's open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's even on Friday nights, the drive-thru is open until midnight. Imagine that.
Huh.
It seems the focus of my message in this forum each month is about customer service, and that's with good reason. I believe it's at the root of the success in the ratings, sales, and inside the building. Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what it means to a listener who's calling for a request that you actually asked for their opinion of the song you just played? Well, if we're really going to have this honest policy with our listeners, why don't we tell our listeners that, like, when our stations or any radio station does a call-in for your favorites, that all the songs have been picked in advance?
It's prearranged.
So really the fact that if you like a song that's played not only by an Infinity station but by any station, if you like it, it's just dumb luck. It had nothing to do with the fact that you called and asked for it.
Why do you like that?
You could write down their answer, whether they like the song or not, and give it to management, and then it would go into the trash.
Then he writes, when addressing our sales trainees, reinvent yourself, exceed your customers' expectations. It worked for Commerce Bank. They did it. You can, too.
I find that, you know, I know you guys seem to be mocking it, but I find that very uplifting.
Well,
really?
Fix the light bulbs. Then we move on to
hot dogs. Start with the basics.
We move on to some of the stuff where they feature radio stations.
Is there another page?
Oh, there's four pages.
Uh-huh.
The second page has a picture, coincidentally, of Michael Hughes.
Huh.
And the general manager of HFS, another radio station, and the general manager of our radio station, Alan Limelon, the three of them glomming together on on the sidelines of the Redskins Jets game.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so it's just like
They are.
It's a JO thing for them. Then you come to page three, which is Jump Off by Jay Stevens.
Yay!
Who's the vice president of programming?
All our favorite people.
And we had him on the air a couple of days ago.
Yeah, last night.
Let me see. We were into the ratings, and this is our Super Bowl.
Is it called Jump Off or Jump Up?
Jump Up into my pocket.
We have to be on our game. Everything we do has to be great. Every time we open the mic, everywhere we're on the streets.
Oh, boy.
You know, program directors love saying this crap. You got to be on the streets.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you try it, Jay.
Yep. You try going on the streets. And then tell me if you wouldn't hide in a studio.
You wouldn't last 2 minutes.
How we got to work.
Everywhere we're on, we have to be on the streets. Every time we give away a prize, every promo we air, every phone call we put on the air, it has to be the absolute best. We must have high standards in programming at our stations and sound like a number one station. God, has he listened to any of these radio stations?
No.
Ours involved. Ours included, and we're involved in this as well. Our station sucks, too. Has anybody heard Bill O'Reilly?
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, you get to see the new faces who have been hired in the company.
Really?
And let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 stations, and guess which station has the most turnover?
We do.
Yeah, you're right. Good old WJFK.
Lots of nice new salespeople.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Congratulations to WJFK from the sales staff.
Hmm.
Now, this will give you some... Maybe they'll probably get mad I'm reading this, but you should get some insight into the dough that these people are pulling down.
Right.
WJFK September superstar is Shondell Barton.
Wow.
She created $173,000 in new business.
Way to go, Shondell.
And ran all on 1 week in September. Apparently, it had something to do with the hurricane. So she gets her name written in there.
Hey, she gets the nod. Excellent.
You know, meanwhile, I'm looking, you know, because I'm vain like this.
Where are we?
I'm here looking, and I
Where's the article about our syndication
must
deal?
Be in there somewhere.
No, Mike, we were mentioned. Under Power Promotions. In October, listeners of the Don and Mike Show can win exciting prizes. And Halloween costumes.
Top of mind as usual, but that's a very nice picture of Michael Hughes.
That's what it says.
And Alan Line 1.
But there's one highlight, and this is truly a highlight in the Infinity newsletter. And I probably should have saved this till tomorrow, but I just read it and I couldn't help it.
Sure.
I
understand.
Employee Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
6 radio stations, roughly 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's Timmy O'Bivene.
Hey, Timmy! Cool.
And it's got the picture of Timmy right here, and it says, position... WJFK Assistant Business Manager. Years with Infinity. Forever.
Uh-huh.
Education, graduate school.
Right.
Best thing about WJFK, Don and Mike.
Oh.
And Ron and Fez.
That's nice, Timmy. That's thank you.
Great. Favorite restaurant, Dragonfly.
Yeah, I've been there with him.
Spends free time reading, listening to music, hanging out with friends. I love the part about banging every white woman on the planet. Country he would travel to for vacation, Jamaica.
Very
so
good.
Congratulations out of that.
Hey, well, that's my buddy. That's great.
Timmy O'Bivene got some press.
I'm delighted to see that. He deserves
that's
it. That's good.
And this wonderful piece of assly. And they put this in everybody's mailbox,
mm-hmm.
thinking that, you know... Thinking that we're going to read it, you know, but knowing on some level, it's toilet paper. You've just given me 4 beautiful pieces of toilet paper.
I don't know, Don. I think it's a paper pep talk.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Michael Hughes, my advice to you is see if the bank is hiring. See if the bank is hiring.
Nothing like seeing GMs, though. You know, yeah, seeing managers
with their
all picture. Grinning together. Who
oh,
doesn't
and
want
Mike,
to see that?
And, you know. Gosh, I'm worried about this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm reading about the other stations that are owned by this company.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, and Jay Stevens wrote about ratings. Everybody's worried about ratings. I'm worried now because I've just noticed that our sister station, WARW, is featuring artists like the Grateful Dead and George Harrison.
Mm-hmm. When you write this down.
And it's all part of Classic Rocktober. Classic Rocktober on WARW.
Sure.
How are we?
Why?
How are we supposed to compete with that, huh?
I'll tell you how we compete with that. Welcome to Talktober.
Anyway, now here with the news. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Shocktober.
Mike.
Shocktober.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Californians didn't like their governor, so they did the only sensible thing they could do: elect a muscle-bound movie star with no political experience.
I don't know if I can say this or not, but now with the news, probably not.
I liked it.
There were 135 candidates from which to choose, but it is, after all, California.
California.
15 women had come forward to say Arnold groped them against their will, and the women who voted yesterday sent a clear message about that. Nearly half of them voted for Arnold.
Wow.
The fact that Arnold's dad worked for the Nazis and that Arnold made favorable comments about Hitler, allegedly, didn't hurt him either. After all... Californians were angry at their real governor, so they elected an action hero.
I hear that 50% of Nazis voted for him, too.
Arnold officially takes office just before Thanksgiving, and he will be in charge of the fifth largest economy in the world.
And here's a sample of some of the music you can enjoy at the gubernatorial inaugural.
New state song for California.
Listen up.
Arnold, Arnold, California,
California,
grope and touch and feel. How about Hitler? He's a nice guy. Arnold, Arnold, Arnold.
Hasta la vista, baby.
California, California.
The Arnold fight song.
They'll sing it in school. In Arnold's native Austria, they're throwing their feathered hats into the air. On election day, Austrian newspapers ran banner headlines saying, "Good luck, Arnold." Photos of Arnold as a bodybuilder adorned the windows of shops and bars.
Were they the nudes?
After all, no. After all, there's an Arnold Museum in his hometown, along with the Arnold Schwarzenegger Football Stadium. Arnold left Austria 35 years ago and became a U.S. citizen in 1984. And by the way, today, a gymnasium in Iraq, its premier gym in Baghdad, changed its name from Elegant Bodies to the Arnold Classic. So he's even being saluted in Iraq.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for him.
Arnold hasn't said how all of this will affect his movie career. There have been reports he might still make movies while in office, or at the very least make cameo appearances in movies.
Sure, why not? Because you see, when you think about it, mm-hmm. it's a smart move. Because
sure.
The Terminator 3, it kind of tanked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now's the perfect time to take some time off.
Yeah, do a little crazy thing with thinking about the career and the work on the governor's mansion, and then come back and do a kooky crazy cameo.
The hanky-panky.
They are also speculating in Hollywood about whether Arnold might return to movie-making if and when his political career ends.
In 3 years.
There is no precedent for this. There are no rules, and Arnold's kind of made his own rules all along anyway. Hollywood producers say they would welcome him back, but would they? Arnold will be facing his 60s by the time he leaves the governor's office.
Hey, that's just 10 years away from you.
That's right.
Oh,
time at this point is Arnold's only obstacle. And behind every lunkhead, there's a great woman. That's where Maria Shriver came in handy, at least as far as Arnold's concerned.
She's a great woman, and I'm a lunkhead.
He thanked her first.
I say, look at this woman's face, look at the structure of her bones, and ask yourself, if you were next to that, wouldn't you grab the bosoms of a woman in kindergarten cop?
Dunkershine.
Arnold thanked Maria first in his victory speech last night.
And look at Eunice. That's what she's going to look like.
So I go on the movie set and grab the crazy breasts and lift the shirts up and take pictures. Aye, aye.
And Arnold kissed Maria as the crowd chanted, Maria, Maria.
Any tongue?
I couldn't tell.
Okay.
Apparently it's a two-way street. Maria says she met Arnold when she was 21.
Ava, Ava.
It's Maria, Arnold. Oh, I'm sorry.
She says he's gracious, open-minded, and supportive. Quoting her, I would not be where I am without his support.
Now, I'm going to dictate a book to you, Maria. Are you ready? Here's the title. Mine. That means my story.
Yeah, I'm going to write it when I'm in the governor's mansion.
Maria and NBC have a mutual interest in working together again soon, although the network says it'll choose her assignments more carefully from now on.
My struggle.
Maria's brother says Arnold...
Is that what it means, my struggle?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
well, it's my struggle, thanks.
Who helped you with that?
Yeah, who gave you the translation for that one?
I couldn't tell you.
Maria's brother says Arnold fell in love with her after she shoved a pie into his face.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
And speaking of Hitler, an auction house in New Hampshire is asking for bids on two postcard-sized watercolor paintings.
Shut up!
The paintings were supposedly done by young Adolf.
Oh, dear.
The minimum bid...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was wondering if you could get me a super-duper price on those postcard-sized watercolors. I think I'd like to put them in the governor's mansion. Dankeschön, call me.
The minimum bid is $7,500.
Aye.
And they come with two glossy photos of the man, a letter of authentication from the American Army major who brought them home from the war. The auction house says it also handles stuff from Charles Manson and Mother Teresa.
Uncle Dolph!
Hang on.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, God.
I have a gift for you. A gift for you.
Did they make you break rocks in prison?
No, Aegon. But I did something much harder than that, thank you. I wrote a book.
The Arnold story. You know, really, you guys in California.
California. You're going to talk about the things, you know, you got to pronounce the name right.
You guys, you just blow my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you did that. And I think you knew what you were getting into.
I think they did. I realized that you have to understand the anger at the Cray Davis for what happened in the state.
You know, it's not like if you hired, if you elected, if you hired to be your governor, Steve Martin, Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I even go dare to say someone like Billy Crystal.
I can't do comedy.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, those guys, all three of those guys, Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, Steve Martin, whoever, I won't say Adam Sandler.
No.
Now, here's a good one. Who's smarter, do you think, really? Adam Sandler or Arnold Schwarzenegger? It's kind of a who would you do. Who's smarter, really? Who do you think is smarter?
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's close.
So do I.
Yeah.
Which is why I couldn't.
What's happening to us?
Which is
why did you bring up that question?
Because I was going to say even Adam Sandler, but then I thought, no.
Based on seeing Adam Sandler when he's interviewed.
Yeah.
When he still does that little shy, stupid thing because he can't come up with any answers.
I say Adam Sandler's smarter, but Arnold is more forward and more confident, which
that's
compensates
a thing?
For the stupidity.
Hey, Sandler, get under my boot so I can crush your spine.
Ah!
It's legal to trade in stuff like these Hitler watercolors. What isn't legal is trading in flags, pamphlets, badges, and the like. And don't go for the paintings if you're an art lover. Quoting an auction official, it's not about art. It's about fascination with a man of evil.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi.
Hey, I'm fascinated by the little watercolors and the evil.
Hey, now
I have an evil soul.
Now that you're elected.
Yeah, don't get shame.
A couple of quick questions.
I will answer any questions now. The pressure's off. I will not be debating.
The groping.
Yeah.
True or false?
Of course. They wanted it. I can always tell on the movie set that even when I walk in and the girls don't have their faces to me when I'm behind them, that even though their eyes are in the other direction, they want me. Don't get shy. They want me.
And what about the Hitler stuff?
Oh, the Hitler, you know, he was a good man. That's what I got to tell you. Sorry, I speak my mind. He was an Austrian, just like me, of greatness.
Do you think that you're smarter than Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I'm smarter than all those movie guys. Wouldn't they like to wait in line to be governor of the state of California and work in my cabinet? But they can't, because it's my job now. I'm the governor, and you're in trouble.
Here's a tough one, and I think that this is a better one than Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Seriously, Sly Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
I would, if you had to say one of these dumb guys is going to be running your state, I would go with Stallone.
No.
Over Schwarzenegger.
Arnold here.
Oh, what a horrible choice.
Yeah, it is.
Just give me a gun. I'll put it in my mouth.
No, come on. You have to pick one. I've selected, Buzz is selected. Because they're both pretty dumb guys.
I'm going to say Schwarzenegger. He's managed his movie career better.
Yeah.
I would say Stallone because he has business interests. I mean, and he has not had as happening a career as Arnold has.
No, not nearly enough. Why do you bring that up on my happy day? You're not invited. You're not invited to the rally. I mean, the inauguration.
The Japanese businessman who's been stalking Britney Spears for over a year now has to stay at least 300 yards away from her.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
And not contact her for 3 years. That's the court order issued yesterday against Masahiko
Shizawa. Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Masahiko Shizawa. He's also being kept out of the country. He's been quoted as saying some spooky stuff like, "You are now living inside my head."
Go ahead, continue, boss.
I'll translate for him. There remain serious personal issues to be resolved, and I will definitely see you again at any cost. I hope your bodyguard doesn't prevent me from catching you this time. These are things he said to Brittany.
P.S.
There's more?
I'd love to eat your A.
No! Wow. Well, we didn't have that on the text.
Shizawa has shown up at both of her homes and tried to break into one of them. Shizawa's lawyer says his client is not a stalker, just an avid fan.
Oh, God.
He says it's just a cultural misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's the kind of lawyer you want.
I just said that eat your A thing for shock value because it worked last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a tape of Britney Spears?
Yeah.
The one where she's, oh, this is so retarded.
Right, right.
So retarded.
Congratulations. This is Max Barrett Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
There it
just
is.
Won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There you go, Max.
Middle of the week. That's funny. I mean, that's funny. We play that tape every week. Buzz, we're going to break here.
All right, then.
And we'll come back with a full segment of the news and comments right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm not thrilled about this thing tonight, but we're doing it anyway. The titty bar thing with Tom.
Yes, we are moments away from your meeting.
Mm. Here's the timetable. We'll leave the station in about 15 minutes, and then 30 minutes after that, I meet Tom at a location, mm-hmm. and all you guys will be there, and we'll load Tom into my car, and then I bring him down to the Crystal City restaurant, and we're there. We're there. It's me and Tom. Mm-hmm. Although now we're not exactly sure of the setup. They've you know, we request.
We originally were you were going to be at a table alone with Tom. That's what we're going to work out. I'm going to work that out when we get there. Okay. That you sit exclusively alone with Tom. We're not all going to be at the same table together.
I'm fine with whatever, but just know that once
I'd like to be in a dark corner, far away, just observing you. That's what I want to do.
Just know that once we walk in, the clock starts.
Amen. I am with you. And look, you would do the same for me. We have both. If there's one thing that we've been consistent about, our bets. We pay him off, and the other guy, you know, is honorable in the administering of the bets.
And you know, the guy who loses and the guy who wins satisfied. The guy who loses is always mad.
There was that one time, but I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to dwell on the past. That's not, it doesn't do me any good.
Is that the hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't blonde enough. The bet was.
I will never forgive you for that.
That was platinum blonde.
So one anyway, more time, he
I'll
says.
I'll put the time in with Tom tonight. We'd love to see you guys down there.
Chemicals went through the skull and into my brain.
We'll all be there. Let's just take one call today from a guy who just doesn't get it.
Okay, good.
Pete.
Yes.
From Sacramento. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
It's a problem, Pete.
What's the problem with what happened last night, honestly?
What do you mean?
California, we did it.
Can I answer that, really?
Pete?
I just think you got a bunch of guys here that feel like a lot of people do outside of California, and maybe in California also, that feel like perhaps you elected a guy that's really not that qualified for the job. That's it.
And you're all stupid.
There we go.
If you voted for him, did you vote for him?
No, I did not. Huh? But, I mean, that's the
But then you should
point.
Move.
I'm just
then
arguing
you
for...
You should move to Nevada.
Did you vote at all?
I'm saying that we don't have very many choices. I mean, look at what
there are 100. What? There are 138 people on the ballot.
Wrong choice of words.
Or you could have kept the guy that you had already.
Did you vote?
Yeah, let's keep paddling the ship that's sinking.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Kamau.
Man is nuts.
Who is? Kamau is
nuts. He would like to build a rocket ship out of leaves and fly everyone to the moon. You know what your choice is, sir? You choose to be unhappy.
We're back to this again.
Now you're unhappy.
I agree with you, Rob.
Yeah,
I agree.
He's right, you know.
All right, now, is this true? It said on the screen when Joe screened your call, you're pissed, and you want us to stop saying, you want to say that all of California is not stupid.
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you said it.
Your point has been made.
But you are.
And really everybody out there is. But come on, just have some fun with it.
Okay. Thanks, fat asses.
Have fun at the Kamau rally.
Okay, stupid state that voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd rather be fat than have Arnold Schwarzenegger be my elected official. I'm waiting for you to come back with anything else.
Hey, I don't want him either, but what else do we have?
Then you move.
From there. All right, rent me a room then, Don, since you got all the answers.
So you're bitter, sir. Why are you so bitter?
You don't see the comedic value in this, in the fact that we're ridiculing California. You don't get it.
No, because you guys sit there high and mighty, crouch.
High and mighty.
Please, we haven't been high and mighty. For God's sakes, it's a comedy radio program.
I'm one of those.
But you are retarded. Really, you are. Everybody else we're joking about, but not
and
you.
And you're better than everything else.
I'm better than you. I'm not better than anybody else but you. You, I'm sure of. I've got you beat
matter
by
fact,
a country
let's go
mile.
One step further. We are not better. We are not better than anyone else except you. You are the only man on the planet that we're better at.
We feel whatever. Good about that.
And Virginia is an excellent place to be.
What is the problem? Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal, dummy. Virginia's not a perfect state. None of the 50 are. However, right now, all the smart money is on California because you guys are so dumb, because you voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the fact that you can't just laugh about it, the fact that you're really mad about it, makes it funnier because it highlights your stupidity even more. If you're a guy who lives there and didn't vote for him, I would expect you might call and say,
"This is, I'm going to accept it and I'm going to take it for what it is. It's going to be kind of fun.
It's a gag. It's a goof. We're kidding."
Well, it just doesn't feel that way.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you something. This might cheer you up, okay? I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen carefully.
Shoot.
You rank number two, and everyone else in the world is tied for first.
Excellent.
All right, fat ass.
See you, fat sub.
All right, douchebag.
Keep smiling.
All right, you know, okay. Okay, fat and dumb. We'll give you the last one. You want the last one?
Go ahead.
Engine.
How come they always fall for it?
They always do.
They always do.
So much fun.
God love it. You know, I know most of you people listening to us in California get it, like we said earlier.
Well,
you know, if you were in on it.
2 million of them do.
If you were a
Redskins. Or was it 2,600,000 of them?
No, here's the thing. There were 3 million, over 3 million votes for Arnold. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that over half of that were people who, if I lived out there, I would have voted for him, because here's what I think.
Oh, God.
I think government is out of our hands to begin with.
You've always said that. Yeah.
Especially
you're consistent on that one.
On a level like that, mm-hmm. It's not going to make a hill of beans difference if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger or if it's Charles Manson.
I wish I could look at it that way. I get a little too upset.
But that is really how I look at it. So, hey, what the hell? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. And it's retarded.
You'd be like, running your chant out in front of the state house going, "It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter."
Right,
which is from some movie, and I can't remember which one.
And, you know, furthermore, the guy brought up Virginia, which happens to be the state that we live in. Bring it on, man. Bring them all out here. I'll take Carrot Top or any of them you want to be our governor. Mm-hmm. Like it matters.
Well, we don't have per capita as many celebrities.
Like the governor really does anything anyway. Like any of them really do anything.
Right.
Really. Really. I mean, even all the way up to Bush. You know, I got the feeling there's one guy maybe that's doing something, and it's the guy that's going into the bunker every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Cheney seems to be the only guy.
Pulling the strings.
There you go.
Cheney seems to really be the only guy. And I'm not supporting either political party here. I'm just saying right now, when I look at the guys in power, it seems to me that whenever I see Bush on TV,
right.
He's spitting or
yes.
dropping his dog or saying something stupid.
Choking on a pretzel.
And when they where's Cheney, we got him somewhere safe.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, now 9/11 was over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You think Cheney's the Emperor Ming?
Yeah,
you might be right about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting theory.
And all the other guys, even the other guys are as dumb as well.
Investigate that, Rob, this Emperor Ming-Dick Cheney connection.
On it, right?
But if I was in California, I would have voted for him, because what the hell, it's a joke.
And we would have had a great debate.
And if you're mad at it, then you're just stupid. You're just stupid. You don't get it. And I'm sorry you live in Sacramento.
Yeah, because I think if you didn't vote for him, and if you're one of the people that is a little frustrated, and I can imagine Californians that felt that way are frustrated at this election. You got to, at a certain point, sit back like we did in the office today. And as much as we were frustrated, too, you got to laugh at it. You got to laugh.
I was on the phone with Rob last night. I said, you believe this? I mean, look at this.
Right.
Really? They're filling time with Tom Arnold so they can announce Arnold Schwarzenegger's the governor.
Yes. So that Jay Leno can announce Arnold Schwarzenegger's the governor.
Right.
While Twisted Sister plays in the background. Is this a dream?
And you, some guy from California who doesn't realize we're doing a radio show, you called to bust our balls because you're seriously upset about that?
One thing we don't do. We don't preach here, sir.
No.
We are not high and mighty. Well, we are low down and dirty.
But we do preach. I preach more than you do. I'm sorry. I know more. Just about life. Like, I'm positive I'm right about that thing about heaven and hell.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
Wait a minute. You know more than I do?
I believe so. About
now, don't start.
About stuff like heaven and hell.
Now you're starting to frighten me a little bit. You're starting to say, okay, Jim Baker, I'm getting a little scared.
No,
you know.
A government really
doesn't.
The
next thing you're going to do, you're going to roll in here and say, God spoke to you, and then we're getting the straitjacket.
Well, he did.
Oh, no. Rob, get the butterfly net.
He spoke to me.
I know more about God.
He said, today on your show, the Don and Mike show, you're going to run so late that Buzz only has time to do the kicker.
Oh, dear.
Finally. It's not easy being a teacher, but a teacher in Morocco found her own way of dealing with rambunctious kids.
And Mike, don't get me wrong. You're a bright guy. You're one of the brightest guys I know. In a lot of ways, you're much smarter than me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. When it comes to God speaking to you, you know, and I'm gonna, you know what? I'm giving you the nod on that one.
Good for you, Mike.
Look at my life.
And good for you. See, now listen, Sacramento caller. See that, how it rolled off Mike's back?
Yeah, you can learn from that.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, of course, what people don't know is that on the drive home, I'm going, damn it, God didn't speak to him.
And on the way home, I'm going to push OnStar.
OnStar, how can I help you?
God, please.
Hey, good one today at the end of the show with Mike. Have a great time at the titty bar.
And I'm going to be driving with my D.
Thank God.
So the Moroccan teacher, a couple of her students were being too loud, and she suffers from clinical depression. She had warned the kids about what would happen if they didn't settle down, and she kept her promise.
No, I'm very stupid. Just let me say that for the record. I'm really a dumb man. You all know that. You're listening. I know you're saying that now. Let me just toss that back and let that be like the echo. Yes, I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. I know I'm stupid. I'm just trying to have fun.
Officials say two of her students are now recovering from their injuries after she tossed them out of the classroom's window.
Jesus. How stupid am I, though?
Well, you didn't toss anybody out a window
or
today.
Are
Not
you?
Yet. Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Let's go.
That's it.
Come on, everybody.
We're off to the titty bar with Tom Gavin, and the Red Sox will be on while we're there, so we'll have the full report on tomorrow's episode. Good day to you,
Good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Now, you.
God didn't speak to me.
Let's do some reading.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.